Not two, not three, not four, not five.
What's that?
That's how winning is done.
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Bad guy in little gold.
I want my money's worth.
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Excuse me.
Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
It's about damn time.
It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger than that. I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand that I'm never changing who I am?
Okay, I think we're good. I really don't even feel like doing this anymore because I really just want to sleep now.
Yeah, I was. No lie. Yeah. That poor fried
rice. We're going to be starving in like 20 minutes right now.
Too much MSG.
So I'm so stuffed. Anyways, just ate a bunch of Chinese food. So thanks for tuning in.
I want to thank Yi Wong personally.
Yeah. It's Yi Wong
for just some delicious.
They are like, I know it's a hacky joke and I know it's been done by 10,000 comedians, but in just for the sake of conversation, because we had just had Chinese food, they really are the most, the fucking rudest merchants of all fucking. They're like, it, doing you the fucking favor.
There's no like, other restaurant that you walk in to pick up your order and they're like, what you want?
Yeah. I called them.
Yeah, I got your order. Calm down.
I called them and put, and they go, hold. And they put the fucking phone down.
So you hear this
guy. And I heard the whole fucking conversation that she was having with somebody else. Okay, you want soda? You want Coke? Okay, you want Coke? Diet Coke? Diet Coke? Okay, make up your mind. Coke, Diet Coke.
Make up your mind.
Yeah, I'm like, she never talks to me like that because I know exactly what I want and I always order the same fucking thing and I go, this is what I want, this is how I want it, boom, 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 small, large. She doesn't ask any questions. Her questions are phone number, address, credit card number. That's it.
Yeah.
With me. But there's other, she's just fucking rude. And that's not her. It's every fucking,
you know what though?
I don't want to be a dick.
The rudeness,
but it's every one of them. Yes, I said them.
Them.
Yeah. What you mean by them?
I mean Asians.
Yes.
No. I mean Chinese people.
It's just the fucking
Japanese people. I think are a little nicer. You ever go to a sushi restaurant? A little more. Actually, a little more honor.
I don't do sushi.
A little more honor. Oh, hello. Like it's a lot nicer.
I don't do sushi, but I do. Samurai's, which is a Japanese restaurant, which is the best. That's my favorite
pink
restaurant.
Fucking pink sauce.
I'm telling you that if McDonald's had that pink sauce, you've never been to Samurai's
no,
stuff?
I don't. No? I see you guys freaking out over some sort of pink sauce.
It's actually owned now.
It's like Benihana's.
It is owned by Benihana's now. But they left it out on its own entity. Benihana's and them back in the day used to like compete.
Oh.
And then Benihana's bought them over. And Benihana's let them keep their name, let them keep everything. And their sauce, the fucking sauce that you put the rice in, so.
Did they move that sauce over to Benihana?
No.
Benihana's.
Look at the inside.
You know, I am so sorry.
You know why? Because I went to Benihana's and I, thinking that it was the same thing, I went to Benihana's and I go, yeah, I'll get that sauce. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
What's funny is that the sauce like has no name. It's pink sauce.
It's pink sauce.
Yeah, they just describe sauce. It. The pink sauce.
It's. Look, if I tell you what's in it, it's basically, it's a mayo-based sauce.
Well, it's like Thousand Islands. Like, the McDonald's secret sauce is like mayo, some ketchup.
No, but it's so much. It's so much more. I mean, it's so great. That literally, it's my favorite restaurant because of that fucking sauce.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. If McDonald's had that sauce, that would be my favorite restaurant. Like, any restaurant that have restaurant. That sauce, I'm like.
You'd be dead. You'd be dead.
Yeah. I would. I'd be fucking.
Just clogged arteries and diabetes.
But it'd be phenomenal.
Cheeseburger wraps all over your chest.
Hey, let's not pretend like I haven't woken up with chicken nuggets on my chest.
I have it because I eat mine.
you never ordered more than you can eat?
No. I've ordered a 50-piece before.
You don't drink, though.
I've ordered a 50-piece before.
I've still never ordered
more than I could eat.
Are you insane?
What kind of shit is that?
No, when we first started talking, again, that's how I woke him up.
After the wedding? After your failed wedding? That
yes,
you didn't change your name?
The Phil Maris. Thanks for that one.
I was waiting.
High five. No, but yeah, I used to like when I get really drunk, I get that craving for chicken nuggets. There's not like chicken nuggets.
And I've gotten drunk before, right? Like I've gotten, you know, very few occasions.
How drunk?
The drunkest I've ever been was on a cruise. We talked about this, you know, a while back ago. It happened over a year ago. It was on a bachelor party cruise. And I had 9 Blue Long Islands within a time span of 45 minutes.
No. Yeah. No, I'm not lying. But you can't drink that.
I'm not lying.
It does not fit.
I'm not lying. Like, if you ask
these little tiny Long Islands, were they the size of Long Island?
They were decent size. They weren't the hugest thing. Okay. They were like a goblet. No, like, I've had somewhere that's like a goblet. Like, yeah. There's a little bit exaggerated. Like, people literally send out goblets, and you go, excuse me,
come on, there's one of me.
You want me to die? Are you fucking serious?
We just did that the other day. When we went to the movies. We stopped by Splitsville, and I was like, let me get a hurricane, because I haven't had one in a long time. It's a good cocktail, like 151 based, some Bacardi.
That, you lost me. I don't understand how you say good cocktail and 151.
Yeah, because I have the dragon's breath of taste. Like that's how 151
is like just bad non-memory.
No.
151, there's never been a good story that starts with 151.
No, it usually ends with 151, to be honest. Nothing starts with 151.
Yeah, my dad didn't love me. And then I have 151, and I just, you know, fuck it.
Hey, you know what? Like, problem solved. But they brought me this goblet, this giant glass goblet of a hurricane. And
well, you
like,
just felt like you were like that fucking pimp comedian, whatever the fuck his name is, Cat Williams.
Cat Williams.
Like, hey, look at me, I'm fucking Cat Williams. Like, who needs a fucking goblet?
I'm doing math. I love your impression. I'm quitting.
Yeah. Oh boy, that's the baby crying, kind of crying. Oh,
that one wasn't my fault. I've been kind of low this time.
Yeah, you were. She's just rolling around. She's been asleep for a few hours, so.
She's in REM sleep. She's running from something.
She is. All right. We're going to have to pause. We'll get back to the drinking. I'll tell you the drinking story in a little bit. All right. And,
and we're back. From adorable. I got to hear you on the baby monitor going, get pasó? Get pasó?
Like my heart melted into a puddle. And my uterus.
That's right, ladies. Line up. I am a father. Is that more attractive than, I don't know, looks or money or success?
At least you know my semen work.
I don't myth, girl. anyway, so yeah.
So back to the drink.
I drank, I never had a goblet. And I think.
But yeah, they brought me this goblet of shit. And you had what? Some weird pomegranate. Steph had some weird pomegranate martini, strawberry mix, mojito. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
I like the fact that you think a mojito is weird when you had anything that had 151 in it.
It's called a hurricane, man.
No.
It's called hungover. Is what it's called.
No.
It's called a bad decision in life.
It makes
Wolverine
tolerable.
It's called bad life decisions.
I've had thousands of bad life decisions.
Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah, thousands. And now it's too late.
I thought you claim it though.
Now they feel well. You got to own it. You got to love you. You got to love. You, but I took a couple sips of this, and instantly I looked at her like, "Oh, I think I made a mistake." Like I feel happy as fuck. I think that's the only reason I sat through all of Wolverine was like,
"Yeah, yeah." You didn't like? I haven't seen it yet.
So we're not.
But yeah, so I got drunk. I've been drunk a few times. I've been mostly buzzed for the most part. Like, but I don't drink often. Like, I haven't. It's August now, 2013. I haven't drank alcohol this year yet. In 2012, the last time I drank was when that bachelor party, which was in March of 2012. That was the last time I drank.
Well, after having 9 Long Islands, I'm surprised.
Like, but it's not because of that. People go, oh, you know, I'll be drinking for a while. I'm like, I drank like in 2011, I remember it was like 4 or 5 times that year, like 4 or 5 occasions. Like, I don't drink. I'm just not a drinker.
You're just not a drinker. It's just not in you.
Yeah, you just don't imbibe it at all, or you're saying like you don't go out and you don't drink?
No, I just don't. When I go out, I don't drink.
You can go out and you don't have to drink
at all.
That is a wonderful gift to have. Let me tell you something.
Here's the thing though. Like, people go, oh, wow, that's. Did you used to drink? Are you an alcoholic? Like,
No.
I have it in me, I'm sure. I'm Hispanic.
But even Hispanics.
For my bloodline.
But it seems like you didn't catch it.
Because I didn't want
genetically.
To. Genetically. But it wasn't anything that it was.
It was Spanish genes. Genetically.
Hold on. I gotta go get it.
Okay.
Okay. You just sprayed the pick right there on your girl?
A little bit.
Yeah.
It'll work though, right? You stopped doing what you were doing though, right? What was that?
Terrifying.
Actually, what I didn't expect, the noise of it is kind of screeching. All right. So is the baby okay? We're good. We're good.
We're good. Yeah, it's fine. Thank you. All right. So I don't have to drink. Like, I remember I kept count the last few years. It was like last year was like 3 times, and the year before that was like 5, the year before that was like 4. So it was like, it's very
That's erratic. Amazing. You know, like this year I think it's about 3 times, 4 times.
A night, a week.
No, three or four times that I've not drank.
Oh, that
yeah, that I'm not like, hey, I think it's time for a glass of wine.
Like, I always tell people, like, I'd rather be an alcoholic than be fat.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. No, I think, I understand.
You know why? It's because I could avoid, if I was an alcoholic, I would just avoid bars and avoid places with alcohol.
Well, you live like here. I live in Brickell, my friend.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't live in Brickell. Like, well, that's my thing. I could avoid those things. You can avoid not eating. You can't do that.
You could avoid eating a lot.
Yeah, but it's not about eating a lot. It's about what you eat, when you eat it. It's about eating what kind of foods, and then you got to balance that out with exercise and all that. Like, there's a balance.
Yeah.
If you're an alcoholic, there's no balance. There's no one drink. You just don't fucking drink at all.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Being an alcoholic and being a comedian is like...
Typical? No, not really. There aren't that many drunks.
No, I'm saying
they're drinkers. Drinking is...
I think everybody...
To a lot of comics, drinking is sort of part of it. Not that they're all drunks. Not that they all have 8 beers. But most people have 2-3 beers when they go out to do...
Yeah. But most people in general just go out and drink 2-3 drinks in general. Not comics. Just anybody, human beings in general. For the most part, you go out, you drink 2 drinks a night. That's not a big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but other than open micers, who's going out on a Tuesday, a Wednesday, and a Thursday in a row?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But then you eat too those days. Comics, you do late night eating. You do all that shit.
That is true.
I mean, That is true. It's not like, oh, I could avoid not drinking an entire, like, if I have 2 shows at the Improv on Saturday night and I get there at 8 and leave there at 1 o'clock in the morning, I could avoid drinking the entire night. It's hard to not eat while you're there for fucking 5-6 hours.
That's true.
It's hard. Like, and then you're eating at 11 o'clock, you know, midnight shit. You know?
What, are you going to jog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're going to, oh, I'll take the salad. Yeah, you do that a few times. And then you do that on Thursday
and
Friday.
And then you remember how fucking delicious those Improv fries are.
Fuck you. I'm just going to have burgers and fries. Anyway, but the last time I drank, going back to that, I don't want to get into this whole fat rant. But because I'd rather be an alcoholic. But the last time I drank was... at a bachelor party. It was on a cruise, and then I had those 9 Long Islands, Blue Long Islands, in 45 minutes, and I got like,
yeah, a Long so Island. I remember, tear you up.
I remember somebody had one of those portable iPhone radios where you put the iPhone as like a speaker.
Oh yeah, like an iPhone,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had like a little portable one. And then my friend was like, oh, I want to listen to Biggie Smalls. I want to listen to Juicy. And I had my phone on me. I'm like, I got you, dog. I put Juicy on, and we're jamming to fucking Biggie Smalls. And I'm like about 4.5 seconds behind the song. So the song will say something, and I'll be like, probably about 3 seconds like behind. And then the song will be like, Super Nintendo. And I'll be like,
Nintendo. Yeah, Sega Saturn.
What's up, bro? And I remember, like, that's the last thing I remember was singing that song. And then the next thing that I it went from that
to the morning
to in the shower, being hosed down, being naked, being stripped naked by other guys in the group. And showering me.
See, that's why you couldn't.
Wake me up.
That's why couldn't be an alcoholic, my friend.
And I remember going, too hot. Like, that's what I said, too hot. Because it was fucking boiling hot water. They're like, oh, it's too hot. I'm stripping down.
Not
fucking
too
naked.
Or too obscene.
No, the guy was like, oh, don't even work. Because he was a paramedic, actually. He was a literal paramedic. But he was like, but I didn't know
him.
No,
but
he was a friend of a friend.
Oh, okay. No, I thought there was a paramedic called for your drunken.
He was a paramedic in the group, but I didn't know him. He was a friend of a friend.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, and then he was like, hey, don't even worry about it. Like, he was telling me, like, hey, don't even
That's
worry about
funny.
Stripping. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. I really said, I don't give a fuck.
That's pretty funny. That's a good, like a trick any gay guy could use. Don't worry about it. I'm a paramedic.
Yeah, I'm a paramedic.
Take your pants off.
Yeah, the other trick they could use is, the trick that straight guys can use, like, no, don't worry about it. I'm gay. and go ahead and change in front of me, honey. It's fine. I'm totally. That doesn't even turn me on.
Pull the. What was that shitty Adam Sandler movie?
All of them.
Yeah, no. I love Adam Sandler. Jessica Biel's.
But I love Adam Sandler.
Jessica Biel's delicious.
I not pronounce you Chuck Larry. That movie was great.
I never saw that one.
It was good.
Compared to other Adam Sandler movies.
I really think that he's had maybe two bad movies.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
really? Did you like Grown Ups 1?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't think I liked it for a. It was just a hangout movie. Like with that.
All right,
just,
so what? It reminded me of like. So what are you putting in the.
It reminded me of the camaraderie of me and my friends. Like, that's how we are. Like, and that's. So I didn't think it was laugh out loud, like gut buster, but I liked the movie. I enjoyed the movie.
Okay. So I'm assuming Jack and Jill. I'm assuming Jack and Jill you're putting on that list.
That's awful, and I've never seen it,
but we don't need to. We don't need to. Nobody does.
That's an unfair. That's one of those things where he clearly needed money. He just bought a house somewhere. I'm sure he bought it like his 15th house
in Cancun.
And
yeah,
you know. So I don't. Everybody has bad.
What
movies.
Was the other one you were thinking of? You said two.
I said a couple. I don't really. I think Jack and Jill. If we go through his whole
repertoire. His repertoire. his repertoire, bro.
This is America.
Fuck French fries, you goddamn Frenchy comedy piece of shit.
Freedom fries. This is America. I don't know what you said, but I don't like you. I'm thinking. I don't know. I like a lot
Little
of
Little Nicky.
I love Little Nicky, bro.
Really?
Little Nicky is really underrated, man. I think it gets bashed. It gets bashed, and I'm like, dude, the fucking dog.
I think that movie has moments of greatness.
The only thing that I don't like about that movie, and again, I can't even blame the guy. It's a business decision. That was the first movie that I could clearly see, hey, this is blatant product placement. This is blatant.
Because Popeye's chicken is the shit.
Because you don't walk around holding a bag of fucking Kmart with the logo out facing forward. He literally was facing the bag forward
while you're walking.
So the camera angle was in front of them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're walking towards the camera angle, and yet he somehow found a way to twist the fucking bag to face forward, the logo to face forward. You don't walk around. You walk around the fucking bag facing to your left
bouncing
or right.
Wherever.
You don't fucking.
You don't.
Had it face forward, and I remember going, huh, that's a weird. And then I remember the fucking Popeye's chicken, and then all this.
Is the like, shiznat, though. It is the shiznat.
I like Kmart. Fucking people bash on Kmart, too. I don't give a fuck.
Who bashes Kmart?
Everybody bashes Kmart. Yeah. Kmart, for some reason, became really uncool to shop at, and then Walmart popped
because
up.
Because Target.
Everybody loved Walmart.
Really?
Everybody loves Walmart? Yeah. First of all, I love Walmart. I'm a big fan. If I had a closer Walmart to me...
Walmart's a big evil corporation that gives you wonderful things for very, 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 very low prices.
We appreciate that. They have Twinkies before Hostess came back. They're like, we got
Did
you.
Did they?
Bro.
And
we have to wait
we've had a warehouse full of these things just in case.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, shit. Thank you.
Expiration date 2025. Yeah. What?
But I'm telling you, I like Walmart. But anyways, that movie was the first movie I noticed that this is blatant product placement. But I like that movie.
That movie was fun. I'm not gonna touch it. Ozzy at the end.
Yeah,
that was killer.
The fucking Hitler with a pumpkin up with a pineapple up his ass. That's funny.
A demon with tits on his head.
That's funny. Dude.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know too many Adam Sandler movies. Spanglish was great.
Spanglish was unfortunately looked over. A lot of people didn't I know a lot of people. No, I never saw Spanglish. Because it was hard to market a movie.
Well, it's hard to market Adam Sandler.
It's a drama.
Not in a drama.
It is a drama.
Well, it's drama. Comedy? Dramedy?
It's only a comedy the way that life is kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's not a comedy. It's not
dramatic like somebody died and there's a mystery.
No, but it's some heavy shit. There's the marriage. There's the chick.
I get it. I like the movie. I'm telling you, I like the movie.
I watched it.
Adam Sandler movies that I don't like. Click. I was bawling and click. I mean, you hate your dad, but for people who don't, people who had good dads,
that's cute. Let's bring that up. One more time.
They broke my film.
Mary, you wanna bring up my chest here one more time?
I'm just saying.
Can we do chest hair and my shitty father at the same time?
If you loved your dad and you
watched Click, do you hate your father because he gave you that jeans for the shitty chest hair?
That's what it was. I don't know. Must be. But
no, I thought Click was cheesy. Actually, I didn't.
51st Dates is my favorite.
51st Dates is a very cute
Adam Sandler movie.
Day movie.
That's my favorite Adam Sandler movie. Is 51st. I think that's his best all around acting. He did comedy. He did serious. He did
also
romantic.
51st Dates does the best job of mixing like a real romantic comedy, but then you also got
you got the silly, you lost your memory and there's a cow involved.
Yeah,
but I love that movie.
There's
man.
A seal.
Yeah.
Or that's what a walrus. Is he? He's a walrus.
Jesus, man.
Walruses are like big seals, bro. Don't are pretend they? Like I'm are way
really?
Off.
Are they really?
Are they not? Are they not big seals with mustaches?
Well, yeah, I think. Well, if you're gonna start adding and deleting things,
a mustache, adding, a
yeah,
mustache,
yeah, it's a fucking the Burt Reynolds of animals. How great is the walrus? Like, who said that? There was a comedian who said,
"How great is the
walrus?" Somebody said some comedian said, "Fuck, I'm blanking." Said the walrus, that guy looked at the animal and goes, "You know what he's missing?" 1970s stash. 1970s porn stash. And I was like, that's right. He's like the Burt Reynolds.
He's the Burt Reynolds of the animal kingdom.
I don't know who the fuck said that, but that was hilariously funny. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. I like animals. I don't know how we got into this topic, but
it doesn't matter. Let's just flow. Let's just go with it, baby. Ride the river. Ride the river. Keep moving.
Tour guide? What are you, a fucking tour guide? And we're walking, and we're on the river. We're walking, we're flowing, Jesus.
No, actually, I just became Vince Vaughn for a second. Hey, you're a butterfly. Keep flapping, baby. Keep flying. Keep flying. You're beautiful. Let's do this.
He's seriously overrated. I'm not a fan of
him. He is. That little speech pattern was cued in Swingers when he first did it.
Yeah.
And then it just... But every movie consecutively, it just gets older and older.
You know, movie really sucks.
And now he's older and fatter, and it's not even charming when he talks like that.
The one with him and Kevin James was a bad movie.
Him and Kevin James.
Yeah, the decision.
The Dilemma?
The Dilemma, yes.
What was that?
The Dilemma. Yeah. Like Kevin James' wife is cheating on him, and then he's best friends and business partner with Vince Vaughn.
Oh, my God. Where they're trying to make a fucking green car that sounds like a V8 or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. No, that movie was painful to watch.
And as a Kevin James fan, I go...
I do. Kevin James is very funny. Very funny comedian, too.
Yeah.
Good stand-up. But, ouch.
It was hard, bro. And then I'm like, what? It's not hard.
You know what the best
at? Dilemma. Tell him.
Fuck
you. Yeah, it's not your wife fucking making awesome dude. He's fucking, she's
done.
Fuck you.
Done.
The movie's over.
Like, yeah.
This is
a short film.
Yeah, this is
20 minutes. We're going to win cans.
This is fucking, this is funny or not. Funny or die.
Funny or die.
This is a fucking,
and guess what? Die.
YouTube. This is the 8-minute YouTube. Like, we don't need this shit.
You know what the best part of that movie was? The idea of an electronic car that sounded like a V8. Yeah, that was the best idea in the movie.
Can we go into that?
Hey, can we do this?
Can we talk about
this? I would drive. I'd love to drive a fucking solar-powered charger if it sounded like a V8. That sounds great.
I still feel like a wuss. Some
really
way. Like you like solar powered.
You're saving the earth, goes, man.
Vroom, vroom, you go,
vroom, but you know that it's just a subwoofer underneath your motor going. Yeah. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
It still feels the same. It sounds the same.
But you know it's not.
Yeah. It's kind of like fake boobs. You go, you know. We know it's fake.
I'm not a big fan of fake tits.
Ah, bro, I don't give a flying.
Really?
I don't care, bro.
A big pair of fake titties.
First of all, I'm not a titty guy. I'm not a titty guy. I'm all about the ass.
You know what I'm about? Women, bro. And women have two different parts that are delicious.
I'm about vagina.
I'm all about the vajay.
I'm all about the vajay. No,
the vajay. Who's that? That's Ray J's sister. I'm vajay.
Vajay. Fuck you, vajay. Yeah, I'm a big fan about the ass. And
so am I.
So fake titties to me, I don't give a shit. They feel real, man.
They don't feel real, though.
They do.
Well, because there's skin there. No, fuck the doctor. No fake tits look like real. A big pair of just bouncy real tits cannot be beaten.
I don't know. I disagree. I think I'd ask. I don't care about tits. And to me,
no, I know. But then, I'm discussing oranges, and you're talking about how much you love apples.
Yeah, but to me, it's like the icing on a cake. I always use that example. I'm like, tits to me are icing on a cake, and a cake to me, the actual breading of the cake is the ass. And if you have a cake with, if you have a girl with no ass and big tits, to me, that's like a beautiful looking cake that tastes like shit. And it's the worst.
You know what, man?
It's good to look at, but I don't want to eat this.
Honey, cover your ears. Cover your ears for a second. I've had some lovely looking cakes that did kind of taste like shit, but I ate them every single goddamn night.
Yeah, but then you just go, what am I doing here?
I'm enjoying my time.
But have you ever had a piece of cake?
I'm looking at art.
Have you ever had a piece of cake with no frosting on it, but it was so fucking moist and delicious? That's what a woman with ass is, and she has no tits. Who cares, bro? It tastes delicious.
It tastes a little. Who,
this is clearly a fat man talking to me about ass and tits. Like, do you ever have cake? Look. Cake with no frosting. I'm like, dude, I thought we were talking about tits. Shut up. Look, frosting. Forget frosting, right? For a second.
I'm just
think about a cupcake with no frosting, and it's still good. It's still good. I don't know about
cupcake without frosting. That's called a muffin.
Yeah, that is called a muffin. Let's talk about
a cupcake without frosting. You mean a muffin. Is that what you're saying? Just get this. Fucking don't advertise it. It's a say muffin.
It's a blueberry muffin. Not a, yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, no, yeah, we got way off track. We got tits, ass, and then cake, and I got lost somewhere in the fudge.
No, I feel like the cake analogy is actually pretty good.
I don't think so. I think it sounds clever.
There's firm and
no. Let me tell you something. I think that was a beautiful piece of bullshit. So good that it sounds like it's true. That it sounds like it makes sense, but I don't follow it.
What do you mean you don't follow it?
I don't follow it.
A girl with
how
a
tits
ass,
frosting?
A great because it just looks pretty.
They don't just look pretty. They taste,
to
feel,
me,
and
to
and
me, they don't do shit. Like you're the dude that likes titty fucking too, right? You're that dude. Ugh, it does nothing. Don't look at her like you're gonna look at her for permission.
No. I'm looking at her like you saw his eyes.
You're raving about tits, and all of a sudden I said titty fucking. You go, no, I've never.
Of course, no. I did not deny.
No,
of course,
but you look at her for like permission to speak about it.
No, that was a smirk.
Yeah,
I didn't get permission.
She literally waved you off like,
bah!
Get the fuck away.
No.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, like, titty fucking is fun.
That's not fun.
But do you fuck assholes? Do you fuck asses?
Yeah.
Woof.
Yeah.
You got a lot of shit on your dick? You dig that?
No, I don't get shit on my dick. I fuck clean women.
Clean assholes?
Yeah, clean women who know how to clean their assholes and apparently have fucking, what's that, the toilet with the fucking...
Drano? Yeah. Oh, a good bidet.
Apparently,
you ever sit on a bidet?
I actually have it as an adult.
Do it.
Do it.
You're gonna fucking dang me, kid. Do it.
I'm not saying I won't like it. I'm just saying I haven't. Is it not? I'm saying I haven't had the chance. Is that what I'm saying? But my friends talk about that. My friends go, oh, I fucked this girl in the ass and my dick came out with shit. I'm like, ew. I've never had that happen ever. Like, I've never.
I don't do too much of the anal.
I don't do too much of it because I'm not allowed.
Yeah, but I'm never allowed.
But if I was allowed, I'd be
allowed.
Fucking in the lake swimwear. Are you kidding me? I'll take the fucking the train to Brown Town. I don't give a fuck.
The Hershey Highway, baby.
Yeah, but titty fucking to me, you know what it is? It is what it is.
It's about degrading. Yes, that's what it's about.
To me, it's, you know, sorry. What I mean? A girl with a big enough rack for me to do that to, like, makes my dick disappear. Because I don't have a big penis. So it's like one of those things where it's like, I kind of see it. Where the fuck did it go? Like, it's one of those.
But
like,
that's what's fun. It just pokes up like a whack-a-mole.
But it doesn't poke up. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't poke up. I'm not selling yourself.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not trying to.
He's married. He's got a baby. He needs nothing.
But
he needs
nothing. But I'm being
nothing.
Realistic. Like, people go, well, use cock. Like, do you? Because I don't. I'm 5 3/4. I'm just trying to average. I just learned.
I feel pretty good about me right now.
Literally, I was listening to a podcast where the guy was talking about that he has a small dick. He's 5 1/2. And I'm like, well, it's not that small.
Calm it down, champ.
For the first time ever, I found myself Googling average penis.
I'm like,
average male penis or whatever. And they said that there's two different articles that I read. One and Ask Men. And then the other one was Wikipedia. And Ask Men said it was average is 5 1/2 to 6 inches. And Wikipedia said it was 5 to 6 inches. So either... But either way, I still fall within the fucking average.
Yeah.
I'm like 5 3/4.
I'm not bragging, but there have been times where I'm like, hey, baby, what do you think about anal sex? And she's like, are you fucking... No. Well,
first of all, you ask her like that out loud? The fuck is wrong with you?
What do you do? Just spit in her ass and just try to stick it in?
First of all, you get her drunk, asshole. You have respect for her, and you get her drunk so that she doesn't know what decision she's making. Duh. Come on, bro. Be a fucking gentleman.
Drink before trying anal.
Jesus,
that's just what happens.
That's shit.
Buy her a few martinis and then stick it in her hoo hoo.
I just think that's funny that you asked that. Like, are you one of those guys that goes, hey, are we dating or what? You want to be my girlfriend? Say yes or no. Like, what the fuck?
I haven't been for years, but I was.
Yeah, but like, that's like, you finesse that, bro.
How do you finesse into an asshole?
What are you talking about, bro? You start
Have you seen the size of an asshole?
You still, like, you start finger banging the girl, and then you move your finger.
You put one thumb up there.
Hey, easy, bro. Easy. You start off with a thumb? What kind of fucking animal are you that you start off with a thumb?
Yeah.
You're such a...
I have thin thumbs.
No wonder, bro. Of course. You the fuck? You go in two, you go in the middle finger and the index in the vagina, and then you fucking put the pinky, bro. Pinky,
is that
dude.
The two and the pink one in the stink?
Thank you. You fucked up.
See, I've been fucking it up.
One.
No, I've been doing two in the pink and then thumb in the stink.
What? For,
that doesn't even look
what is that, a bowling ball? What
hey, look, just, I wouldn't talk about what
you're doing this right here. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Yes. I bowling balled you.
You bowling balled that.
Like, actually, it just looks like you're pinching something.
But like you don't you don't start off with the bowling ball. You have to go in with the pinky first, and then she gets into it and you get some lube from the
Wow. Can we get into something else?
Why?
It's also
you
just
it
also
just brought it up.
Also, no. No, I'm sticking on the topic. I just want to say that also it's fucking nasty.
What's nasty?
Butt fucking.
Again, you fuck some dirty ass holes, man, because I promise I have never had sex with a girl and had shit on my dick. Never. Like, I'm
not
never,
shit, I but you smell it.
Finger, I smell my finger and it still doesn't smell like nothing. Bro.
Really?
Like, I'm telling
really?
You. I promise you. Why would I lie to you? It'll be so much
she
funnier.
Have a fucking,
be,
she had an excellent.
Why would I be lying to you? I'd be fucking.
It has to smell something. It's still.
I've smelled
some. Nah, because you put KY and shit. It doesn't.
Oh, well,
you're it's in a, yeah, it doesn't. Yeah,
I never use KY.
That's
again, another issue. You've been going about this all wrong.
Looking at me.
Because we've done it. Yes, you have been. When we were fucking
were
16.
Oh.
Oh, when nothing counts when you say the phrase when we were 16. Yeah,
yes, of course it counts.
What?
I remember it. I had it on videotape for a long time.
Some things count. Like if you suck a dick when you're 16, that counts. Like that.
Yeah.
There's
that
no
counts.
Dude that could go, bro, I suck a dick, but that was when I was 16.
I was 16. No, you said yeah.
That's
I mean, that's, you were old enough to make a decision. This was not church. Like
this is not something that your parents forced you into. This is something that you willingly went into, knowing what was going on,
or went into you.
So you're bringing this up about her when she was 16. You know what the funny thing is? She doesn't even remember it. That's how.
Oh yeah, she does. No, no, she's being coy. She's not honest.
I like the fact that she's being coy about being banged in the ass. Like no.
She shows her family too many of these podcasts. So she's
okay.
Like,
oh, I guess.
I don't know what
so
you're
that's
talking
never
about.
Happened, so that's
then
never...
I'll just remember which ones to not show them. Ever.
Yeah. No. Asterisk this one. Yeah.
Put this right here. We're going to get less hits on this episode than we have in the past couple of episodes all of a sudden. Oh, yeah. We could talk about your failed marriage.
Definitely not this one.
We could talk about your... That's going to be the name of the podcast. Not this one, Steph. But that's what I love about that is that Steph was like, yeah, well, I'll let my cousins listen to my failed marriage podcast, but God forbid.
No,
God forbid. I had sex when I was 16. First of all, you had sex when you were 16? God bless you. I had to wait till I was almost 18. It was the worst.
Why?
Because I had to wait till I was almost 18.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard that part.
Okay.
Asshole. He's like, why was it bad?
No,
because
but,
you've been having sex
the experience
at least. Nah, it was all right. It wasn't bad. It was with the lesbian, I told you. It wasn't.
So she wasn't in it.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
You were in it, well, but she wasn't.
Better at that point.
Yeah.
You were just starting off. Everything was like, yay.
Yeah, everything was like, oh, this.
And I mean, after walking, all that, like.
It was a lot of walking.
Yeah, so you got to get something out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if it was bad sex.
Ugh. But here's the thing.
You know what? Bad sex is like pizza. There's no such thing as bad.
No, I disagree, bro.
What?
First of all, I've had bad pizza. Yeah. And second of all.
Bad?
Yeah, bad. I've had bad pizza.
But it's still decent.
I have a joke about,
it's still
I have
pizza.
I have a joke about cupcakes saying that there's no bad cupcakes.
I have the same joke. You said there's pizza.
Yeah.
How come every podcast I say some joke and then you're like,
well,
guess what, bitch?
This is already my bit.
Well, because fuck you. I've been doing it too.
Yeah, but I got to claim my shit because God forbid you say it and I don't mention it. And then you go hear me on stage. You go, this motherfucker did that from the podcast.
I see it.
Informing.
You're holding up the little flag.
So you don't see this later on and think, oh, he came up with a whole 10-minute bit off that one podcast sentence.
This is
one sentence in a podcast. He came up with a 10-minute bit.
This is wonderful that there are two comedians on the goddamn podcast and neither one of us have seen each other do stand-up.
I heard your shit
on. You heard a piece of it on the fucking, yeah.
But that's more than I can say about you. You've heard about me. Yeah, so there you go. So, what the fuck? Again, not
somebody
that
got sensitive.
It's salty. Yeah.
No. That's salty, bro. I mean, I've heard 5 of your minutes, but you've seen zero of mine.
Which is the mean
mind. None of it.
I'm not competing or whatever. I'm just saying I'm winning.
Gentlemen, you're both pretty.
But titty fucking to me doesn't, I don't feel anything.
Squeeze them titties together. It's like an adjustable vagina.
No, I don't know what kind of vagina you've been having sex with, but my vaginas are moist. There's no moistness coming from fucking tits.
There's no moistness in an asshole. What did you say that you did then? You put the KY.
You put KY in
No, you
tits?
Spit, dude. I don't use KY. I use spit. Oh, because you're filthy man.
You're a gentleman.
Yeah.
I don't use KY. What are you kidding me?
I use Jenna Jameson's advice. Ever see, what was that, the
Zack and Miri make a portal?
No.
I actually really like that movie.
Zack and Miri is a great movie.
Kevin Smith, in a podcast, I heard him say that was the last, that he was doing that movie, and he was like, that got him into the retirement of, like, he doesn't want to make films anymore. And that was one of the main things that he used.
It was a pretty good movie, though. It was pretty funny.
I thought the movie was fucking great.
Yeah.
I think, I actually, and I know Kevin Smith fans will, like, be up in arms and be like, blah, 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 blah. That's his best movie, in my opinion. I don't, I'm not a big fan of Kevin Smith movies. I'm not. I don't fall into the Mallrats. I don't give a fuck.
Dogma's one of my favorite movies.
Dogma beats I've never that seen movie, a but full, to me it would be Dogma and Zachary.
In its entirety. I've seen the movie, just not from beginning to end in one sitting.
I put Dogma.
As a believer, it's actually a really fun movie to watch.
I like what I've seen, and I'm pretty sure I've seen the whole movie. I just haven't sat down and watched them. Like, I've seen like 10 minutes here, 20
Either
minutes
way,
there.
Your point about Zach and Mary, I would pull right under Dogma. No, but what I was going to say was Private Parts, the Howard Stern movie. There's a scene where Jenna Jameson's on the radio and she's like, ladies, never use lube when you have spit. And it's like, yeah, it's much sexier, man. That dirtiness of...
Oh, you don't have to sell me any idea.
Of spit?
Yeah.
No, apparently I do.
No, you don't have to sell me any idea. It's a two-way street, buddy. I'm not fucking spitting on some girl. I'm not spitting on some woman who goes, don't do that again. I go, and I'm just going to spit on her. You know what I mean? Like, you have to give and take a little bit here. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she's able to go, hey, I'll do this, but just don't spit on me, you got to kind of go, I won't fucking spit on you. Right? It's fine. Yeah.
You don't respect the dame if she doesn't let you spit on her.
I had this conversation.
Also, don't respect the dame if she lets you call her dame. Like, that's another thing.
I was at a barbershop once, getting my haircut, and the dudes, you know, it's a fucking Cuban barbershop, and they're all going at it or whatever. Yeah. One of them was talking about how his ex-girl was getting crazy and, like, you know, whatever, and all that shit. They're, like, doing shit, like, threatening, and all these text messages going crazy, you know, that fucking crazy woman thing. And she said something like, one of them... said to him, oh, yeah, you know, just fucking hit her, man. You just gotta. And then my barber was like, bro, you never hit a woman ever. And he goes, no, you don't hit on her. But you do spit on her face, though. You could spit, like,
what?
And he said the shit in Spanish, which was even funnier. Like, that shit, like, was so, like, he was just so fucking. He's like, no, I never hit her. But you could spit on her. That's, you could spit on her face. That's totally fine. And I was dying laughing. You know, I was like, because my, first of all, I do this thing in Spanish where I can speak perfect Spanish, right? Or not perfect, but I can speak good Spanish.
You can talk.
But whenever I hang around certain groups of people, like if I'm hanging around Cubans, I start trying to talk
Cuban. Yeah, like you're Cuban with Dominicans. You say tigre for no reason.
No, I'm not. I don't hang around them.
I love Dominicans, bro. Dominicans are shit. Uh-oh.
No, isn't that Haitians?
I think it's, I don't know. They share an island, bro. You don't think uh-oh is on both sides of the island?
I don't know. I've never heard a Dominican go uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I've never heard a Dominican. I know pretty... I used to have a co-worker who was Dominican, and her husband was Nica, where I'm from, Nicaragua, and she used to...
Oh, you're a fucking Indian.
Yeah, yeah. And she used to say that her husband called her a dad, And I go, what the fuck is that? And dumbass Dominican.
Oh my God.
And I thought that was the best fucking. I'm like, this is the funniest thing
dumbass
ever.
Dominican.
And I just, like, that shit to me, I'm like, ah, if I wasn't, like, afraid of getting my ass whooped for racial slurs, that is hilarious.
I always loved Tigre, though. When I had a
Tigre,
fucking.
Yeah, I've heard of
a Tigre. And I was like, I like that. Like, you just call me a tiger, but you tell me to calm down. Oye, Tigre, cálmate. Ooh, I like that.
It's
respectful. Like, to between men, it feels pretty dope. It's like you're giving respect. Like, listen, lion. Listen, tiger. Hey, you big old bear. Like, it's a little gay. Bear, actually, the bear one was gay. The bear was gay. Yeah. As soon as it left my mouth.
Bears, grizzly bears are my favorite animals.
Right? Really? Yeah. Your favorite?
Like, for real. I'm being honest. Even as a kid, like, from being a kid.
You love grizzly bears.
I used to like lions and bears. That was my thing.
Oh, my.
And tigers, right. I remember. Recently, like maybe a year or two ago, I was like looking into another tattoo. This is before I got my most recent tattoo, which is a Tom and Jerry. And I was thinking about getting like a grizzly bear, like a badass like grizzly bear.
That would've been
and
bad.
Then I'm on a, you know, my tattoo artist is a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, hey, what do you think about? I'm always like spitballing ideas because whatever I think of, he actually creates. Like I don't, you know. And then I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? And they go, what do you think about a bear? And he goes,
buddy.
What are you telling me, bro? It's just a way of coming out to me. I'm like, and I had completely forgotten. And I used to work in the travel industry for years. I used to work at a cruise line. So, like, there's a lot of gay people in the travel industry.
So, you knew what a bear was because you worked for a travel agency?
Well, I worked at a cruise line.
Okay.
Yes, I did work at a travel agency, but I worked at a cruise line for 5 years. In the travel industry, it is mainly like men in the travel industry are usually gay. Like that's a huge percentage. It's
you mean that work for the cruise line?
Yeah, yeah. The work in the travel industry. Period.
Yeah. Okay.
In the hospitality and restaurants, it's a very homosexual friendly. Like there's a lot of homosexual.
Well, because
working.
there's a certain
flair. There's a certain,
to be hospitality, you're sort of subservient. You're like, I'm here for you. You know, it's hard to be a straight dude and be like. Anything you need,
what's
I'll be
up,
here.
Bitch? Anything
you do it.
What's up,
hey, you
bitch?
Want me to carry those fucking bags for you?
I'll fucking do it, Dame.
Cute tits. Like
so I fucking tell her, right? I'm going to stick it
so
in the asshole.
I says to that guy, right? I says to him, I says.
So I says, hey. Is this good customer service or what? And he fucking goes, oh, what? Can you believe this asshole?
You don't like the creme brulee? Shove it up your race.
I don't know. Every time that's my landlord in Jersey was Dice Clay.
Yeah, that's just Jersey, man. Anybody in fucking.
This fucking guy. Oh!
I've never even been to Jersey except for the times that I go to New York and people go, I'm from fucking New York. And you go, no.
No. I can smell fucking North Bergen on you, bro.
Excuse me, sir.
I can smell factory.
Excuse me, sir. The gentleman next to you in the business suit, he is. You're wearing a tracksuit. You're clearly,
clearly,
clearly.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What was the time about?
We were on travel agency. Bear.
Yeah, so anyways,
you're a bear. You wanted a grizzly.
So I wanted a grizzly bear, and he was like, it just, you know, he made a joke about it, but then he was like, man, if you really want it, who gives a fuck? Like, that's like, and I really did think about that. I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's fucked up.
You're gonna be worried about
people,
being gay.
No, I just think about gay people taking. First of all, they took the rainbow, right? Let's be honest.
Not fair. Not fair. Beautiful thing happens in nature.
It's one. It's not fair. But two, I'm okay with it because personally, it's not like I was ever like, oh my god, it's a rainbow. I've never been that guy. Homosexual voice. I'm using the sissy voice where it's like I've never been like, wow, look at that fucking rainbow. Look how
beautiful. Yo, look at
I've
that
never
rainbow.
Been
like,
that,
oh my god, look at the rainbow.
But I have looked at a bear. I have looked at fucking video of a grizzly bear and go, wow, that's a fucking hell of an animal. And all of a sudden, you're gonna take that. You're just gonna take that. And then I'm a fat dude that has a lot of facial hair. So then I can't even take that. Like that's I'm just
a buddy.
I find, like if I was a skinny dude, and I'd be like, or a muscular dude,
you could do bear, and right. Then nobody would think of anything. But yeah. He happens to be a bear.
But if I was gay, I would.
You happen to be a bear.
That's just like it's like
exactly
it's like a fucking skinny dude. Skinny.
She knows how to piss me off. She calls me a cub. She's like, you're my little cub, and I'm like, fuck you, bitch.
Like, fuck you.
My buddy Connor.
Fuck you, but he's still lazy.
Yeah, he's like, fuck you.
My buddy Connor has
a bit about the
rainbow. Like the rainbow's pissed. More than gay guys taking the rainbow,
The rainbow's not pissed. Leprechauns are fucking pissed. And like, dude, I thought that was our thing. Yeah. Like, people were like, oh, the end of the rainbow. It was us. It was the gold.
Gay leprechaun sounding. So, yeah, I think he wins either way.
I didn't even do a gay voice. I just felt sparkly. No, it's just enough Cabernet Sauvignon. I feel sparkly.
Listen. The bottle's empty. The bottle's empty.
Sauvignon Blanc?
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever French noise.
This is miracle. I don't know if you guys heard about
Sauvignon
this.
Blanc?
This podcast is miracle.
That's called Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc.
Actually, right,
blank.
Big up to fucking Belgium who landed on the fuck. I don't know. We got on the news feed. We are apparently being a hit in Belgium.
Oh, good for that. Welcome. Hey,
dude, your waffles. I say hit because we got a hit.
Yeah, I know.
And I was like, we're a hit.
I know. I count Washington, D.C. and Seattle for AB Clap because we got one asshole who downloaded it.
It doesn't tell me cities, bro. It tells me it.
Oh, it only tells you countries?
It tells me countries.
I'm like, go ahead and assume it's Brussels and just tell them I'm a big fan of their waffles and beer.
Mm. And the mussels from Brussels. You got to give it up for Jean-Claude Van Damme. JCVD.
I love that dude.
No, that dude is a shit, man.
That he was. I don't know now.
What did you think of him in...
did you watch awesome. His
manifesto? Yeah.
What I did you think? He was weird, right?
No, he wasn't weird.
I thought his plastic surgery was weird.
No, I think he was great. The fucking script was awful, bro.
The last fight was dope. The last fight was
worth it. The last fight was dope. Had it not been 30 seconds long. You may want to give me a little bit more of a fucking fight. You gave me more of a build-up to the fucking fight. And then the Stallone always had the upper hand. Except for that one roundhouse that fucking Van Damme landed the whole time. Like, that's not... There's a formula to this shit.
Yes.
The fucking one, good two, guy gets his one, ass two, kicked for one, a long two. Time. And yes. Then the fucking good guy comes back. And then the bad guy comes back again. And
then the good guy fucking wins. Remembers something that brings him strength. Either a picture of his old wife or
the bad
bead.
Guy, or the bad guy says something that triggers,
that triggers
a fucking,
his daughter. Yeah, he no, says sweet. His daughter's name.
No
and
surrender.
Then,
and then
yes,
shit like that.
That's how winning is done.
Yeah. That, and then,
that is how winning is done.
Literally. That's a winning formula to a fucking fight.
Yes.
In a movie.
It was perfected. In the 80s. It was perfected.
By the same guy who was in this fucking movie.
Yes, it was this dude. Both of these assholes
and
perfected
then,
that
and
shit.
This dude in this movie goes, you know what? Okay. I'm the good guy, and I'm gonna whoop your ass. I'm gonna let you get.
Wasn't that
one
the craziest thing about
kick?
Rocky 1? When he, like, I don't know if you remember the first time you saw Rocky 1, but when Rocky got his ass beat at the end, you didn't expect it. I didn't. I didn't get spoiler alerts.
I guess.
But it was like that formula where, and then Rocky's back. No, and then he's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Rocky's in a fucking ambulance.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like.
But you didn't see Rocky in an ambulance in part one. You saw him in part
two. Oh, that's right. Part two where him and Apollo go at it.
Yeah,
and
part two.
Woo, woo, woo. Yeah.
But I just think, I don't know, like, I just, that movie, Expendables 2, I was just literally, I was talking about this on Facebook today with a friend of mine, and he was talking about, G.I. Joe Retaliation, how awful it was.
I haven't seen it yet.
And I thought it was great.
Yeah?
I thought it was it's a good action movie. For what it is, it's a good action movie.
It's a fucking action movie.
It's a good action, it's a good, it's way better than part one, which is not hard.
Not hard,
not
at
hard
all.
To do. And then he said, that's like, you know.
Literally watching old PSAs from the G.I. Joe is better than the original, the first G.I. Joe movie.
For the fucking, the tongue-in-cheek catchphrases that every one of them had, like every single one of them kept fucking repeating. It's like a wink at the camera where I'm like, I fucking get it. You know you're in a movie. Holy shit. Continue, please. It was so fucking bad.
What the fuck are the Wayans here?
The only one that I liked was Chuck Norris. That's the only scene. The only.
Like, he's Lone Wolf McQuade, isn't he? Like technically.
Yeah,
like, they kind of point at it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like he's Lone Wolf McQuade a little bit.
And then, but I like the whole thing about, like, weren't you bit by a cobra? Like, yeah. And after five agonizing days, the cobra finally died, type of shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's funny. Like, you're
because that's a Chuck Norris joke. Exactly, yeah.
That's funny, but every other
Chuck
one...
Norris doesn't teabag.
Yeah, but...
He potato sacks.
But every one of these...
No?
But every one of the catchphrases was just overly used. Like, I'll be back was used four times, and it's like...
the only one who didn't do... But he didn't even say it.
He said yippee and then...
So no, he didn't. Schwarzenegger said yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was weird because...
I just don't want to hear the fucking catchphrases,
bro. No,
I
get it, I get it.
Shit.
Although I at least have... Bruce Willis say don't have because Bruce Willis I've heard stories he's super hard to direct, like he's Bruce Willis and he's Bruce Willis when the camera turns off he's like I ain't gonna fucking say it and then walks off and plays harmonica and pretends to be Bruno for 10 minutes. Do we all none of us remember he released an album?
Yeah,
okay. But
I try to forget.
Yeah. We all do. Hudson Hawk, baby. Yeah. Hudson Hawk.
That was an awful movie too.
It was fun.
Kid eyes, bro.
Yeah, you're right. Kid eyes. That, yeah, Hudson Hawk was
watch
kid eyes.
Watch that shit now and you go, what the like fuck to is
swing on a star? That was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, kid eyes.
But no, this is anyways, man. Yeah, I just Expendables 2. But G.I. Joe 2, I was like, great. I don't want to look. I'm gonna give you a spoiler alert.
Go for
because
it.
It's gonna make you want to watch the movie more.
Okay.
Chatham Tatum dies within 15 minutes.
What?
Yes. So go watch it because it's gonna be great.
No, wait a second.
I like Channing Tatum.
You know, I don't care about you, Steph. I'm talking about Xander.
Wait, doesn't Channing Tatum fucking die in Expendables?
No, that's not Channing Tatum. That's the other guy from.
Who's that dude?
From Catching. That's the other guy from.
They look, bro.
You're thinking about
two Liam. Pretty.
You're talking about Thor's brother. You're talking about. Yeah, talking about Thor's brother.
Yes.
In Expendables 2?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a tall kid. He's a kid that runs up the mountain.
Yeah.
That's
not Channing Tatum?
No, bro.
Bro, I don't give a fuck about any of these people.
Did you see these guys?
Magic Mike, he's...
Yeah, I didn't watch. I watched the first 15 minutes of Magic Mike with you, and I was like, no, I gotta go.
No.
No. Your mother was watching it in the living room, and I was like, I cannot sit with it. I'm gonna go talk shit with your brother outside. Could not do it. So, what the fuck?
Your brother was the one not watching it.
Yeah, your gay brother was the one who's like, it's too gay for me. Just couldn't do it. Xander, do you want me to dye your hair? I can do your tips right now.
Like, did you say I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. Anything is better than
anything. Just get the fuck out.
Get the fuck out of here. Anyways, man. Yeah, that G.I. Joe, I like the
I gotta check that out.
Movie. So it was good. It was really fucking good. You saw Wolverine. I didn't. I saw.
You gotta watch it. You gotta watch. Yeah. How was that? Monsters U? Really I kind of want to see. All those movies are good.
It was really
good. All those Pixar, like, well thought out flicks, they're good. Wolverine, I don't know who the director was, but he should be taken out to the back of the barn and shot like old
Yoda. But you said that it wasn't even. You said that it wasn't even as good as the Wolverine movie.
No, it wasn't as good as Origins because it literally the storyline made no sense. You didn't care about any of the characters. You didn't understand why he was in love.
The first one
you didn't understand cool. Why he lost his powers.
It's getting a 7.3 on the IMDb.
America is full of retards.
America.
Right. America. America is full of assholes.
It's directed and by people James Mangold.
James Mangold should be mangled to death.
He did Walk the Line, Girl Interrupted, 3:10 to Yuma. These are all fucking really great movies. Identity. He did Identity.
Oh, wow. Identity was a piece of shit.
Identity was a piece of shit? Are you fucking kidding me? The John Cusack movie?
Identity was
the
John Cusack movie?
I couldn't.
Oh my god, the end, that fucking twist was amazing.
No, see, my problem is when I went to go watch Identity, every 2 seconds I was already calling what was going to happen.
There's no way you called that ending.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Yes, the entire time, like,
no way.
The kid.
No way. But they're all the same people.
Exactly. Film students.
No way.
He's the main personality.
Oh, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Come on. It's a fucking 2003 movie. We're talking about a 10-year-old movie.
Wow.
And it was an old school pick
3:10,
like 4 weeks 3:10 ago.
3:10 to
so,
Yuma.
You know
3:10, yeah. Listeners should have. 3:10 to Yuma was a fucking great movie. What else did you see? You said a couple great goddamn.
Look, he did Night and Day, 3:10 to Yuma, Walk the Line, Girl Interrupted.
Girl Interrupted is another great movie.
I'm like really all
right,
sad now.
But I bet you 3:10 and Girl Interrupted, he didn't write. Here's what I'm thinking. He started making movies.
Night and Day was
great.
Actually not a bad movie.
Wait. But I bet that he made Night and Day, really? I didn't see it. And
it's
it looked like
movie.
Fun.
Yeah, it's a fun movie. That's
okay. No, I think he got good scripts. And somebody gave him a script that sucked. And he didn't know what to fucking do with it.
Katie Leopold.
Oh, I like it.
Copland. He directed Copland.
Copland's good.
Copland was good. Former old school pick.
But again, didn't write those movies. This was a poorly written movie, and he didn't know how to direct it.
He wrote Walk the Line.
He wrote
the screenplay for Girl Interrupted.
Really?
So he wrote Copland.
Yo, then let me tell you something. No. He phoned this motherfucker in. He literally was probably on set smoking a joint going, yeah, whatever, Wolverine. Just do the thing. Stab the dude. Thank you.
Dude,
that's awesome.
This makes me really, really sad if he wrote these movies and he wasn't able to establish a real relationship between these two characters. And he was able to...
Right, write the Wolverine.
No, but as a director, you got a lot of control. There were a lot of silly things where even ninjas look silly. Like
I laughed in the middle.
She literally laughed out loud in the middle of the thing because a ninja did a flip to close a door.
No,
and we weren't drunk. That was one hurricane. Look at how much I drink. I drank a bottle of wine. I'm still constructing fucking full sentences.
Right.
That was one hurricane.
Yeah, I know. So was like,
please, God. And the nerves got to me. Like, I'm
like, look at me. I'm still.
Yeah, and I finished it. I finished it. Constructing full sentences.
Right.
There was a ninja scene where, like, they, you know, they come in. This dude does a flip to close the door. And the angle that he used was this big wide shot that just made it look silly.
I don't know if I've told you. I didn't watch the movie.
No, I know you didn't. I'm only telling you this one thing that even ninjas.
But you keep saying this one thing.
And you keep.
I only said one thing. Ninjas, I got to be honest with you. That
look silly?
They have not been able to look good in a very long time.
In 20 years. Since the 80s.
Since the 80s. Since Ninja 3 The Domination. That was the last time.
Where's John Wayne?
No, there was a movie called Ninja Assassins. That was dope. But they didn't use actual... Like, it wasn't like... They didn't do the whole full get-up ninjas. They did, like...
No, but it's not about the costume. It's about, like, how you shoot them. Like, ninjas move a certain way.
And you need to move with them. Like, look, make everything look...
Or put a side angle.
Yeah.
This motherfucker has, like, literally, like, he just put the camera down and goes, okay, like a vine. All right, go. And open the door. And the ninja jumps in and goes, whoo! And opens the door. And you're like, what the fuck?
And the thing is, it's just such a throwaway little moment. It matters. It doesn't matter.
She cracked up out loud in the movie theater, literally awkwardly. What? Babe, what's going on, babe? No, did you see that shit? Because I saw that shit. That was silly as fuck. Like, for this one to look at me and call some...
On Rotten Tomatoes, getting 67%.
This is hurting me.
67%. Do you know what fucking Men of Steel got? 55, bro. Bullshit. It's 55 is rotten, by the way.
You're saying Rotten Tomatoes is saying Wolverine is better than Man of Steel.
Yeah. Look, the fact that
I haven't trusted Rotten Tomatoes in years.
Oh, I don't go by
No.
I usually go by what's bad is usually really bad. Like if you go to a movie that's like 12%, which RIPD is.
Yeah, it's clearly shit.
RIPD is, but RIPD was fun. Like I don't know, man. Like I don't trust any of these reviews.
I kind
of
want to see that. That's the one you told me about. That's like Men in Black, right?
Well, that's why I like looking for fan reviews.
Yeah, look, Men of Steel, 56%. Like get the fuck out of here.
No,
56%. That means that Wolverine. That means there was 44%.
The Wolverine is
like really
asinine. There's just harsher critics when it comes to movies that they're expecting a lot from. And the thing is, like,
nobody expected.
Again, you expect a lot from Men of Steel, and
nobody expected anything.
There's no way you expect. No. There's no way you didn't get what you expected
from Man of Steel.
You watch Superman Returns, and people hated it because there wasn't enough action. There's no way you should be able to go.
Superman cried. That's why he cried multiple times. He had puppy dog face, bro. Like two or three times. His heart was crying. Tears are tears. His face was like a dog that you screamed at.
Yeah. Because some people don't fucking spit at their fucking chick. And some people have emotions.
Hey, I only spit on their tits, bro. I'm a gentleman.
I have respect. I respect when I spit on
I only spit on a woman for lubrication.
Yeah.
I love you.
I don't know. Like that. There's no way. I can't even argue anymore. I used to argue for Superman Returns. I really did. I liked that movie. And then I saw Man of Steel and I go,
oh, you're like, oh, that's what they were talking about.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I get it now. I really do. I'm not lying.
This is what they meant.
I saw Man of Steel the day before. I saw Superman Returns the day before Man of Steel. And I'm like, you know, just to get in the floor. I'm like, man, this movie is really fucking good. I liked it. I still, to this day, like the way Brandon Routh played Clark, I think, or Superman.
I actually like him.
I like Brandon Routh. I like the way he played Superman.
I feel bad for him for playing Superman in that movie.
Yeah.
That got bombed.
He was great did you ever watch him in
Bombed is a very... First of all...
That movie was awful, not so successful. It might have made money, but nobody was leaving. There were no like, oh my God, Superman Returns is amazing. All right.
Talking about this dude
I mean, on the television. I mean, people listen to, not our 12 listeners, but like real listeners, like yeah.
I really like that movie, and then I saw Man of Steel and I go, oh, I get it. I see the flaws.
They fucked up.
I think the comparison makes things harder because no matter what, like I think maybe I would have been more lenient on Wolverine if it wasn't for the fact that Thor and Avengers came out in the Marvel universe. Like I can't now.
How do you not still? You still have not seen Man of Steel?
I want to cry.
And it's not even in the movie theater anymore. It's not even in the movie theater anymore. Oh, yeah. Look, that's you, Steph.
I'm sorry. My voice is always lower than both.
No. See, we're talking into mics.
We are also loud as hell, babe.
No, yeah, but we
I put your mic up. I put your mic up now. I turned it up now a little bit. Yeah. You could just hold it, Steph. I don't know if you
I thought you said that it makes sounds.
But don't touch the stand. Okay. You could take it out of the stand.
Go for it.
And then
grab it out of the stand.
Oh, what a rookie.
Yeah, no, and then she doesn't use a mic. It's not her fault.
I take pretty pictures. I don't talk
to people. There, you can touch it.
Yeah, I can touch
it. Are you not really going to grab onto it? You really?
No, I'm terrified now.
No.
I'm going to break it. I'm going to break the podcast.
Well, just keep looking into the mic. Look at the mic.
I'm just
going to
stare at it.
Just look at it, baby. Just look at it. It seems to be fine. First of all, let me go into the fact that you dyed your hair and I just noticed this. I swear to God, I go, she looks different. Like, I've been thinking about that podcast. I'm like, she looks different, but whatever. I couldn't continue talking. And then we took a smoke break. You guys took a smoke break. And then you came in to my house and I go, yeah, she's something fucking different about her, right? And I'm like, I'm not. Am I the only one? Like, oh, she has dark hair. Is that your natural hair color?
Yes.
Do you remember your natural hair color?
Yes, I could. No, I just went back to my natural hair color. I got... Red is expensive, man.
Yeah,
I like redheads. I like but I'm a brunette guy. Like, my friends make fun of me because they go, "Oh, we all like blondes," and this guy going against the grain. I'm like, yeah, I like
blonde, dude.
I'm not a big blonde. I'm not a blonde with big boobs. I'm like, I'd rather a brunette with a big ass. That's just me. That's me. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, at least you're doing fine in Miami, then.
Yeah.
I
once hooked up with a white chick that she was from like Pennsylvania or some shit. And she was down here for college, and I remember, like, she had big boobs and no ass, right? She was a white chick. And then
that happens.
And she was like, I said something like, oh, yeah. I remember saying something like, yeah, girls with big asses, you know, I like, you know, whatever. And then she goes, yeah, I never knew that was a good thing until you're like, all my life, when if you were to tell a girl that she had a big ass, like, all my life, that was an insult. And I'm like, what?
How the fuck can
deliciousness be an insult? And she was like, because I grew up in Pennsylvania. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, like, you always see it on TV and movies and stuff like that. They always, like, women always freak out if someone implies they have a big ass. And, like, I'm from here. That's
well,
a
that
good
was
thing
older,
here.
Older movies, too. Yeah. And older hot chicks. Like, if you look at old 80s, 90s movies, the hot chick was big tits, just a flat pancake ass. Wow. Put some syrup on that shit.
Well, you know, it's funny because somebody else goes, who Jay Moore said, oh, that because he's white and he was like talking about how people thought that Kim Kardashian was hot. He's like, she's fat.
And I'm like, she's fat.
I'm like, she is amazing. I mean, pre-pregnancy Kim. We're not talking about fucking the
fat. I'm sure she lost the weight already.
She hasn't. There's a fucking article. This is the reason I know this. Because my wife buys the fucking US Weekly, the Us Weeklies, US Weekly.
Us Weeklies. They're just like us. Celebrities are just like us.
They're they shop just like us, except in excess and everything is free. No, but she had this. Apparently, she is not leaving the house. Like, there's a thing now where there's a. That's on one of the covers of one of those magazines is Kim Kardashian battling baby weight, not leaving the house.
Because people will take pictures of her and put her on the freaking magazine.
Because she looks awful.
He's reading Us Weekly for fucking facts. Do you get that there's a flaw in his logic already?
Well, if she believes that she's big enough that she doesn't leave the house, that means that she's big, that she doesn't look the way she used to.
No, she's hyper-aware of her looks.
Yeah,
that's just the kind of person
she's Armenian. Have you ever seen an old, hot Armenian chick? No, me neither.
I've never known of any Armenian chick, including her. Like, when I first found out she was Armenian,
where's Armenia?
Where's Armenia? Because this place is amazing. Wow, look, if their women look like this, holy fuck, Lord.
She's a glorious piece of shit.
Yeah, that's. But Jay Moore was like, she's fat. Like, people say she has a fat ass. That's gross. And I'm like, what? But it's a white guy. It's a white people thing.
You know? How do they not like ass?
But it's just a white people thing, bro. It's just, they like big titties, and that's a white people thing.
I love big titties, and I love big asses.
Because you're Hispanic.
Yeah.
You just like curves.
You just.
I like jiggle. I'm a big fan of jiggle. Like, I vote jiggle.
I don't know. Jiggle is kind of insulting to women, I think.
What do you think a big ass does?
I think
a big ass. No, just jiggle.
You could
be skinny
ass,
as long as that is when I.
Just, it, I mean, there's a
you
nice
want the
sound.
It's kind of jiggle. I kind of like it when it echoes like a wave all the way up their body. All right.
Steph,
let's pretend.
We're all looking at, I'm like.
No. I've never noticed
seismic waves. It's kind of awkward when you're talking about girls in front of your girl.
Yeah,
then I just look at you and we're like, I look at Steph and go, do you have a nice ass? Like, where are you, big ass? Yeah. Now I'm like, you implanted the thought, asshole. It's not my fault. Now, I feel like a dick for looking at your girl going, like, so did he fuck you? Which like, I'm just like this awkward.
Like, it's always the question of, is he talking about you or.
Or 16-year-old you. That's
the 16 in between.
No, like for, I always just assume that he's talking about somebody else.
Just because, yeah, it's easier for him to deal with.
Yeah, but it's easier to have conversations and stuff like that because like his whole shtick on stage, he's a hoe.
So not that I'm a hoe. And it's not a
shtick. You have a shtick?
I don't have a shtick.
Yeah,
I don't have a shtick. She called it. No, fuck you with a shtick. Fuck you with a shtick. You know what a shtick is. She just threw that word out there. Yeah. She's like, I want to use a comedy word.
That's a non-comic talking.
Like, no, yeah.
When you get non-comics, they go. So what's your shtick? What's your thing?
You taught me that word.
Shtick.
Ages ago. No, I'm talking about like
ages. You mean before I was a 16-year-old me who never did stand up. Yeah,
you shtick.
No.
That doesn't count.
No, I do a chunk. I do a good chunk on being 26 or 27 X's, but
yeah,
that's not my shtick.
Yeah. Isn't that a Katherine Heigl movie?
27
dresses?
29 going on 30?
No, 27 dresses.
Oh, no. Really?
Isn't there another movie with this chick with
28 going on 13 going on 30.
What's your name?
What's your number?
Yeah, what's your number? That's actually a really good movie, bro.
Fun.
Anna Faris is the scary movie
hot,
chick?
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, comedian chick.
Fuck, bro. And in that movie, she strips down to her fucking bra and underpanties and she plays basketball.
That's a great scene.
At the fucking Boston
in her bra and panties?
Yeah, in her bra and panties. And you go, oh my God, she's amazing. She's fucking hot.
Big boobs, she no ass. See, there's, you have an exception.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that if you don't have a big ass, I don't want to look at you.
He's not saying like, I'm picky.
Yeah. I'm not saying like, get the fuck away from me, Anna Faris. She's beautiful. Like, I didn't know that she was married. She's married to oh fuck, what's his name?
You've been shit on names all night,
dude.
Tonight.
I'm telling you, it's that MSG, bro. It's that fucking Chinese.
There's no
food.
More MSG in Chinese food.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
That's an old no. They made it illegal.
I'm not. I didn't really mean MSG. I just meant that I had Chinese food and I'm sleepy. Is all I meant.
Food makes me sleepy.
Yeah, well, Chinese food specifically.
KFC makes me.
You
sleepy.
Guys went outside to smoke, and I fucking inhaled as much Chinese rice as I could. Like I was trying to hide it for myself.
Nobody see me. Nobody. Nobody.
I ate a full serving an hour ago. Yeah, I forgot who she's married to, but she's married. Oh, she's married to the guy from Parks and Rec, Andy from Parks and Rec.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. He was in the thing with the guy. The movie about Osama.
Osama Hayek?
Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, Zero Dark Thirty. He was in Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, Osama. I heard Sama.
Osama.
I was like, Hayek?
Did you hear word or word?
No.
Which one did you hear?
You said Sama. I said I heard Sama.
Is that deleted?
Yeah.
That was deleted, that whole...
Word and word.
Oh, Pope... Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
yeah.
Look, let's just admit it. We lost a good chunk of this recording.
Yeah, I must have pulled up.
Me.
No, I'm pretty sure it wasn't you.
So either way, I'm sorry you missed this, but we just did a callback to something you don't know. So
anyways,
we find it hilarious.
Yeah, it doesn't make it
hilarious.
But Anna Faris is dope. I'm a big fan of Anna Faris.
She's pretty funny. She's a very funny chick.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Funny as hell. I would bend her over and just giggle.
I would giggle her
I'd
upon
giggle
her
all
face,
over
yo.
Face. We both went there.
Yeah. I'll just slap my giggle on her and just give her a purple mushroom of
I will knock, joke the fuck out of that ass.
Well, did you ever see The Dictator?
No.
Oh, first of all, let's acknowledge the fact that Steph just used the pet corrector on you as you were talking about another woman. That is hilarious. That is the best.
Is that really?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. That's the first time that spray has been used on a male dog. It's amazing. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm going to keep this thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that.
So the dictator. No, the
was
dictator.
It good?
The Dictator was kind of two movies where, like, the beginning, like, the first 30, 40 minutes was fucking slapped. Like, it was so fucking funny.
It's on Netflix.
And then it
turned
to become a real movie, and you go, I was enjoying that other shit. Can you go back to the silliness?
What was the...
And then they went back to the silliness at the end.
What was that really fucked up, like, after my wife, after that fucking movie?
Bruno.
Bruno.
I never saw Bruno.
It sucked.
I never saw
it. It was so gay and not in a funny way. It was just like, hey,
it's funny, bro. Like, I'm more, I
think gay guys can be funny.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not saying they're not. But I don't like when people laugh.
Joke.
I don't laugh when people laugh at people, at gay guys being gay or gay people just being gay. You go,
or not even being gay, being the stereotype of flamboyant.
But it's not even that. Like, it's just a matter of like, oh, if he says a word with a lisp, the word he said wasn't funny. That he's like,
that was Bruno.
Talk to the hand. Oh my god, that's hilarious. Like, he just
he told you to talk to a hand. What the fuck?
That's not fucking, bro. I used to go through this in high school, man. In high school, like, I was a class clown in every class that I was in. Granted, you know, fucking went to a school of 5,000 students, so I was a nobody in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
But in every class that I had, I was a class clown. And then there was always that one gay dude where he was like, oh no, he didn't. I graduated in 99, so it was literally like, oh no, he didn't, and people are like, oh my god, that's so funny.
He's so funny. He's not funny at all.
I'm like, did you fucking not see the comedy gem I fucking laid out? I fucking did his whole 20-minute fucking
rant. I just did a callback on geography.
Yeah, the fucking, I remember one time specifically, the math teacher was like, oh, we're talking about registered sex offenders. That was the first year that it was like a big deal.
Yeah, they hand out the paper with all their faces.
Right. And they go, oh, we're doing a registered sex offenders. And I impromptu just go, oh, great. Another thing I got to register for. And everybody laughed and then brilliant. 2 minutes later, this fucking dude goes, oh, sexy. Oh, he's sexy. And oh, my God, that's hilarious. And I go, what?
Well, there was no joke.
There was no joke. What the fuck are you talking about? He was just being a regular. He was just being himself, but gay. Like, that's not with a lisp. I shouldn't even say gay. He was just being a regular dude with a lisp.
Yeah,
that's not fucking funny to me. Ugh, sorry. Anyways,
class clown was always a tricky thing, though. Like, another thing, class clown was just the dickhead in the class, the guy who would get in trouble.
That's a comedian.
Yeah, but that's, not always, no, that's man. A comedian.
Look, there's when you meet stand up comics, they used to be one of two ways in high school.
Quiet,
the quiet dude that you never even knew was funny because he just hated the world and he felt uncomfortable and he was the awkward dude. Or the fucking loudmouth asshole, like, hey, look at me.
Which was me. In the middle, though, because you could be the quiet guy in class, but you were funny. You had your groups that you would jump between, especially in Braddock with 5,000 students. I remember I had like 4 different audiences, and I could do bits for them, but never during class. And I wasn't the dude who would just be like, fuck, like the guy who went, fuck you, teach. That guy got a laugh.
That wasn't a class clown.
But that was a lot of my class.
That was the rebel. That was the fucking rebel. No, the class clown is the one that gives like the smart ass answers, like when somebody
like
gave
another thing I got to register for.
Yeah, like another thing I got to register for. Like,
brilliant.
Like fucking, you know, when somebody says something, or the teacher gives the name of a book and you do some sexual innuendo, like, I bet she did.
We're going to be reading Ballsack today.
But yeah, you know, it's one of those.
Joke written.
Yeah, exactly. Insert punchline here. Everybody, we're good.
Anybody? And move on.
And my job is done.
I remember in science class one year, my teacher goes, does everybody know why there's thunder? Does everybody know where thunder comes from? And I was like, because God bowls. And then everybody was like, ah, that's funny. I'm like, all right, okay, we're moving
on. I guess so.
Yeah, moving on. And
not my best work.
Not my best work. Actually, I didn't say God bowls. I said, they go, dude, does everybody know where rain comes from? Right? Mind you, this is high school.
Yeah.
You should fucking know where rain comes from at this point. I know it's public school.
We all watch Bill Nye, right? Bill Nye, sorry. Precipitation makes it rain. Rain. No? Weedy whack. What? You don't remember Bill Nye the Science Guy?
I never saw Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh, he taught me so much science. But he used to do at the end of the thing a music parody teaching you whatever the episode. So rain was Chris Cross. Precipitation makes it rain. Rain. Evaporation makes it rain. Rain. Come on. Yeah. Oh, na, 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 na. That was awesome.
That sounds amazing. I want to see if I can get that on YouTube and put it
look
on,
it up. Dude.
If I find it, I'll put it at the end of the podcast.
Go for it.
Put it in the episode. That's so awful. It's just so awful on so many levels. No, but that's a class clown. It's not the fucking dude that goes, fuck you, teacher. I'm going to rebel against you and fucking be a dick and contradict everything you say. Like, you just
act. It was tricky, dude, because in my class, there were dickheads who were quick on the tongue. They were kind of clever, but they were mostly assholes.
Yeah, I wasn't. The thing is, I was afraid of my parents. Like, yeah, I was afraid of my pants. So I always walked the fine line of respect. Like, I always, mm-hmm, I was like quick on my feet and like,
but then
and
pull back.
And witty, but I was, smile. But I'm like, ah, hey, I'm kidding. Literally, I was smiling, be like, ah. Ah, you were with me, right?
You
with
me, teach. Come on, teach. Yeah, you were with me.
I saw you giggle. I saw you giggle, bitch.
Yeah. Don't call my parents. Please, God. Don't call
please,
my parents.
Please, please.
Yeah, so that's the dude that I was.
No CSI. I don't want to clean dishes today.
I was never that dude that was like, fuck you. Like, I wish. There was one time where I got kicked out and I went to CSI. And if you don't know what CSI is, it's basically the classroom where you would go. Yeah,
it's like work. Suspension. It's work detail, like in prison. Except
no, I never did that. That I never did that ridiculous shit about fucking going to the lunch cleaning room and fucking cleaning up people straight. Fuck you! I'll stay in the classroom and fucking stay standing in the back of the classroom all fucking period.
God,
but you would do that all period. So depending on when you act like a fool, the teacher will send you for the rest of the period.
Yeah.
So at the most, you're going to stand this for fucking 50, 45 minutes. You're not going to stand the whole time, right?
Yeah.
So then I will do that. And then, you know, there's one time where the teacher sent me and then he goes, oh, get the hell out of here. And then everybody was like, oh. And, you know, when you're fucking ninth grade and everybody goes, oh, that means something to you.
Yeah.
And the teacher was short. He's like, ah, oh, get the hell out of here, you leprechaun, is what I told him. And that dude went ballistic. Mind you, there was like 20 minutes
of left. Of course he did, but period. That guy went through his whole life getting short jokes and then some little twerp is going to throw a leprechaun joke? Yeah. Go fuck yourself, bitch.
What? And then he was and he like fucking had this huge fit. And then you think you make a mark on these teachers, right? And I swear to God, like a year or two later, I was like an office assistant working in the office. He comes in, he's like, hey, when I'm gonna have a parent that's gonna come. Have a parent. I'm a teacher. I have a parent, and I'm like, I know who the fuck you are,
dude. I called you a leprechaun, bitch.
My name is so and so, and I'm like, I know who you are. He goes, did I have you in my class? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I was very.
I'm a leprechaun kid. I'm like, I thought that was gold.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you. I don't.
Well, really, no really, Harry, what you're saying is you expected him to remember you because of a hack joke that you did.
No, when
you
were nine. No, I expected him to remember him because of a fucking year full of
memories,
of class clown jokes, and then all of a sudden, I'm not gonna remember me.
Fuck him.
Fuck that guy. Ugh. Anyways, all right. So let's go into the old school picks.
Yeah, let's do that.
Did you watch last week's?
I didn't. Yours was what? Mean Streets. I didn't watch. I watched Donnie Brasco, which was the shit.
I gotta watch that one because I didn't. I haven't watched it as an adult. But I think
very cool movie. Very cool. Yeah,
I remember that scene. That was a very cool scene where he had the bug. He had the tape recorder in his boots, and he didn't want to take off.
Oh yeah,
his family.
And he starts
fucked up that fucking dude for no reason. That Japanese employee.
They beat the fuck out of him.
You never seen this stuff?
No, I missed history.
Do you like gangster flicks?
I do. If they're on, I actually missed a lot of them because I missed that age.
Have you seen Goodfellas?
None. No.
Casino?
Yes.
Well, if you haven't seen Casino, you haven't seen the best one ever. So.
Yeah. That's great. I actually genuinely enjoy Casino.
Casino is pretty much a sequel.
It is kind of. It's the same movie.
It's just, I mean, they play different characters somewhat.
But you said Donnie Brasco is not anything.
No, that's why. But it's more.
Donnie Brasco is much more of an undercover cop movie.
Donnie Brasco, because it literally is an undercover cop.
No, movie, but no.
Like, it's much more of the movie that.
But you don't see too much. You don't see. Go fuck yourself. You don't see too much cop. It's not like most undercover cop movies where every other scene is him back at the station talking to somebody. This is pretty deep undercover. And most of the movie is...
Departed was a great movie.
Departed is
a really good flick.
If I dig Casino, if I dig Departed, then I'll probably...
Well, all three are directed by the same... Well, Donnie Brasco is not directed by Martin Scorsese.
No.
But those two that you mentioned are Martin Scorsese movies. But yeah, you should... I think you should watch it, but you should definitely watch Goodfellas.
It's one of those movies. You can see the disappointment in his eyes.
Oh my God.
He's like, well, here's the thing.
My wife, she told me, because she's not a movie person at all. Like, she likes movies, but she's not like, hey, I want to go. Like, if you put a movie in front of her, she'll watch it.
Yeah.
But she's not like, oh, I gotta go see this movie type of shit. She's not like, I'm gonna remember this actor and this actor, whatever. She watches Friends is her favorite show, and she still calls them by their character name. She doesn't. She's Rachel.
Oh my God! Did you see Joey in Lost in Space? That was so cute.
I'm like, what? Who? Who are you talking about? Joey? Who? I'm like fucking. But yeah. So But that was one of the great things that she hadn't seen any of these movies, so I introduced her to a lot of. That was a great,
it's a good couple like, things.
No, but that was a great thing for me because I love what I love showing people amazing movies because then they always relate. They always go, "Oh man, that was a great." And I don't know. Like to me, I love movies so much that me like somebody showing me a great movie that I haven't seen, recommending a great movie that I've never even heard of, or maybe just heard of but haven't seen. I always go, "Man, thanks, man, that was fucking great. I can't believe that." And that's what I just
genuinely
like.
Genuinely appreciate it.
Yeah, I generally want to like
you
want to
share know, it.
What's that fucking? That's another Jay Moore movie. With a. Fucking
Suicide King.
No, what's it? Fucking pass it on, pay it forward.
Pay it forward.
So that's okay. The whole thing. I like to fucking pay it forward. Movies. I'm like, oh, this is a okay. Like, trust me, you're gonna love.
Jay
this
Moore
movie.
Is in that movie.
And pay it forward. Yeah. He's a reporter.
That movie is not a Jay Moore. I just love that you love Jay Moore so much. You're like, what's that Jay Moore movie? Pay it forward. It's like Jay Moore's barely in that fucking movie.
No, he's in the movie.
Yeah,
the movie.
Technically he is.
No, he's
not on the cover. He's not listed on the front.
No. He would be like
that's a Kevin Spacey movie.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey, Helen Hunt,
and Haley Joel Osment.
And then he would be the
fourth. Mr. S.E. Dead one. People. I can't believe that kid got nominated for a fucking Academy Award for going, I'm scared. And a child.
And cut.
Good job. Rap. Good job. You really look fucking frightened. Now, talk with Bruce Willis for a second.
I was going to have a question because you're saying you like showing people like movies that you're really into. Do you ever have that moment where you're watching a movie you're really into and you just keep looking at the person next to you, like
checking
in with them the entire time, and they're not matching up to what you want?
I always, that happens with me with comedies. That's what happens with me. Is when I start laughing. Right.
Right?
No? Right?
It happens with me with stand up.
But that's with comedy. But
with stand up too. I just showed you Rogan the other day, the last Joe Rogan special, and I was every 10
his
seconds.
CD is better than his DVD.
You were like lazy.
His CD is better than his DVD.
The last one?
I haven't seen the last one. But
Tabernacle? I'll get you a copy of it, but it's so good. Shiny Happy Jihad.
Yeah, that CD is amazing.
Brilliant. The last special is great.
But his DVD, the one that came up after that, Something Monkey, whatever the fuck it was.
Space Monkey World, Space Monkey,
It didn't hold up. And they had some of the same material as Happy, Shiny Jihad.
But that DVD wasn't an album, and that album wasn't a DVD. It was released separately, Live at the Tabernacle, fucking great special. But I watched it with you, and literally every 10 seconds, I was like, wait till you see the gold that's going to hit you in the face.
It's hard. I'm
trying to watch it, and he's there like, this. Oh, wait for this. Oh, I love this part. I'm not that dude.
I'm not like, hey. But I do that thing where I'm like kind of looking at the corner of my eye, kind of going like, wait, I can't wait.
No, I didn't do that, but what I do is this.
When we're watching MacGyver, you're like, oh my god, this part right here.
Yeah, but that's watching MacGyver.
Yeah.
I gotta explain it to you, otherwise why the fuck are you watching MacGyver?
Because I wanna watch it, not because you have to explain it to me. Because
it's a good show. That's why.
If it makes you feel any better, Steph, I want somebody to sit there and explain Game of Thrones to me. I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, can somebody tell me what's going on?
Is that a dragon?
Is that a city? A country? A person? A state? Ooh, is that slang?
Titty. Titty. Forget it. Talk to me afterwards. Yeah. There's tits right now.
I just I want that translator. But no, but comedy's like that. Comedy, I kind of look at the corner of my eye. I kind of given up on that now, just because of the way the seating arrangement is. If I sit on my chair facing the TV at an angle, she sits on the couch next to me, but it's kind of at an angle
you
where
can
I
ignore
can't
her.
See her. No, it's not about ignoring her. I can't root it for her. I can't be worried about whether she's. Yeah. But that's
you don't expect something if the person next to you is like,
but comedy, but that's with comedy. But with a drama, you can't really go, oh, wasn't that suspenseful?
Wasn't that
dramatic?
Hey, pucker up a little bit? Because mine did.
Wait to this. I can handle the truth. There you go. Fucking see that?
See what I mean?
Like that's
who do you want on that wall?
Yeah.
Who do you want on that wall? Yeah. You want Jack Nicholson? That's the point of the movie,
right? So then, it doesn't happen with drama, but it does. Comedy does happen with it. Does because I don't know. But my brothers actually knocked that out of me at a young age because I remember watching Ace Ventura and then watching it with my brothers, and I would keep turning around, and he goes, stop fucking turning around. I fucking get it. What the fuck is going to happen? And my brothers kept making fun of me for doing it over and over again. So, like, I just, as a kid, early on, I was able to stop because I did realize that it was ruining because they see it coming. Like, if somebody's looking at them,
it does. It's, yeah.
It's like when someone interrupts a punchline on stage or something. It takes off the beat.
Yeah, it's
of
like
the comedy.
It's like when you're watching. It's like when you're videotaping somebody watching two girls in a cup for the first time. It's like, yeah, it takes away the magic.
It's just like that.
It takes away the magic.
It's just, I don't know why. Why didn't I think of that metaphor earlier?
I
did too.
Avoid,
really? Check it out.
I
first of all, I'm suspicious. Let me tell you this. When you gotta see this, and I saw two chicks.
Mike said that it was fake. That it ended up now, like years later, and I'm like,
I'd rather just not. That
what kind of fake? It still came out of her ass.
Yeah, but they said it was like a paste. They said
it doesn't matter. They shoved it up her ass first, and then they made it come out into a cup.
We've talked about this already.
It doesn't.
It's disgusting.
Not everybody's ass is dirty like the girl that you bang. Xander, I'm trying to tell you, some girls have clean asses.
There's no
some
such
girls
thing
have
as a
bidets.
Clean asshole.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
All right, maybe if you got a bidet. In which case.
Well, you know, I follow a few porn stars on Twitter, as you know, and some of them actually follow me back.
I won't brag or nothing, but
yeah, they say I read that they take laxative like the night before they're going
to
film an anal scene, and they take laxative the night before, and they don't like eat, like it was one of those they have a regimen.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Well, that's
ladies,
the cleanest.
Listen up, ladies.
The cleanest of anal sex.
Of course, you know, I mean, they're fucking
professionals.
Whores.
Professionals.
Well, that's why before you were saying that you got to talk about it. Like, it's something you got
to
plan.
That's why you got to ask her. You're telling me to sneak up on her asshole. No.
What if
well, first of all,
drinks?
Why are you dating somebody who is lit? Well, first of all, it's if she just had Chinese, her ass shouldn't be dirty from food that she just ate. That's not that, whatever's in your ass.
Baby,
right now,
get in the car.
You just
get in the car now.
Yeah,
Steph. Let's do this.
It should be clean already. Like it's again. I question the washing techniques of these women.
By the way, two girls in a cup.
Yes, let's go back to. Let's stop talking about anal sex.
Go back
two
to
girls
eating
in a cup, please.
No, that a buddy of mine. I remember going, bro, you got to watch this. And I saw these two hot chicks, and then I saw a cup go towards an ass, and I went, mm-mm. And I walked away from it. And then another buddy of mine stayed there. I was like, no, you're a fucking idiot. You know why? You can't erase that shit.
You can't, but
you
it's
can't.
Still one of those things.
I don't need to.
I'm not going to say I'm glad I saw it. I'm just going to say I'm not disappointed that I saw it. I'm like, it's because I can talk about it. Because it's a point of conversation where you can go, yeah, let's talk about the disgusting, nasty shit. And then and you go,
no, right. See, it was described to be enough. And I've seen enough reactions. I've
I
seen
saw
more,
the reaction videos are brilliant. Whether
no,
or not
the frog reaction video is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Kermit the frog watching.
You never
it.
Seen that? There's a reaction video to Two Girls in a Cup. And it's Kermit sitting there going, all right. Oh. Oh God!
Yeah.
Yeah. And Kermit's just puking.
Yeah. I hate it when you talk. When you do Kermit.
Yeah. We had a horrible. We were laying in bed one night, and I love singing Sinners. that little why are there so many songs about rainbows? That fucking thing. So now I'm in her ear, being cute, singing that song. My hand, on the other hand, is not thinking about anything, and I just go down and I grab her butt. Right. I just start grabbing her
first
butt.
First of all, wait, before you keep going, I want to just announce to the listeners that Xander's doing the movements with his hand as if he's cupping, you know, an ass. And I don't think you even noticed this, but as you're doing the movement to that hand, the hand gesture,
yeah,
you literally put your index finger up.
Did I?
Yeah, you literally put your index finger up. Like, you were like, I'm cupping. And I'm like, that's so instinctive for us guys that even as we're telling the story about cupping an ass, we do the finger.
The finger,
to.
You got
to
blow that ass off.
But
the thing was,
that's,
I didn't think like my hand and my mouth singing this stupid Kermit the song, the Kermit the Frog song, completely separated. All of a sudden, she goes, no. And I go, oh, my God. I just molested her as Kermit the Frog. What the fuck?
That is amazing. I was
and I knew
in the
instantly.
Of passion, bro. I was about to come and be like, oh, all right, I'll just do the Kermit voice. I can't do it, but I'll just say it. I would just be like,
Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, I would just totally
kill him.
And then, you know what I do? When I fucking just like, oh, my God. And then you just fucking end up jizzing on her and be like, waka, waka, waka.
No,
and then, like,
okay, wow.
Yeah. Jess has put her face
she literally
under her
just
sweater.
Screamed with all holy hell. And it was like, you ruined my childhood. My childhood just molested me. And I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't. And as soon as she screamed, yeah, I realized it. I realized, fuck, why are there so many songs about rainbows and why am I cupping your ass?
That is amazing, though. I will keep doing it, though. I will not stop. Like, I do this creepy thing with my wife where I just look at her all creepy, right? Like, we'll just be talking and we'll be getting ready for bed and then she'll take off her shirt. And then no matter what's happening, even if I'm in mid-sentence, the moment she's, I can see her boobs, I'll just do this creepy ass look where you can't see it on the podcast, but I'll just go.
And just stare.
And she'll be like, fucking stop. That's so creepy. And I'm like, don't break character. Don't smile. Just... And then the moment she puts her shirt back on, continue the sentence as it never as stopped.
Nothing ever happened.
Nothing ever stopped. Right, babe, do you think we should go to this? And they rolled because they have a special. And then I was like, literally just continue fucking talking. Yeah, yeah, I just continue.
She's creeped out, but she's also, part of her's a little bit flattered. A little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure she stops
your brain function.
Oh, I tell her all the time. I tell her all the time when she goes, stop looking at my boobs. I'm like, because your husband's looking at your boobs? That's your biggest problem? Are you fucking serious?
You got nothing to complain about.
More problems. Get the fuck out of here. Like, yeah, I'm like, literally, I'm like, that's your biggest problem. Your biggest complaint to your girlfriend says, oh my God, my husband finds me physically attractive to the point that he looks at me all the time. Wow.
What a dick.
My God, how insensitive can guys be?
Brick. What yeah, a brick.
That's literally what it's come down to. Yeah.
That was fun. That
all right, so I watched, so you watched Donnie Brasco?
Yeah, very good.
This is a long conversation about old school pics. I watched Mean Streets. I actually had a conversation with Jay Moore. I feel kind of silly because I've already said this, but it didn't come out. It didn't record. But I had a conversation with Jay Moore on Twitter. Like, yeah, hey, do you like Mean Streets over Pope of Greenwich Village? You said you didn't know about it. Pope of Greenwich Village is a great movie. Mickey Rourke and Eric Roberts. Really, it's really great. 80s.
How old is it?
Early 80s. Like 84, 85-ish. Okay. It was the same year as Cocoon. I know this because the guy from Cocoon won.
Don Ameche?
Don Ameche won.
Oh, really? I was just.
Don Ameche won Best Academy, Best Supporting Actor.
Have you ever seen Folks?
He robbed.
Have you ever seen?
Yes. Okay. With Burt Reynolds.
We got a. No, not Burt Reynolds.
No, I'm sorry. What's his name? Richard from Friends.
Oh, yeah. That is.
It is Richard.
No, that's not Burt Reynolds.
That's Burt Reynolds. That's Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck. Yeah.
Without a mustache. Very weird.
It's very so strange, weird. But a great so fucking movie. Yeah, great.
Hey, you should have saved that. That's a good old school pick.
We will save it. We'll save it.
You know what?
We won't. Hey, let's just forget. I'm not going to continue. So Don Ameche won that year.
Yeah, Don Ameche won for Best Supporting Actor, in which I think if you see that movie and you watch Pope, Eric Roberts is fucking robbed. And I'm not just saying this because Eric Roberts was on Jay Moore's podcast talking about it.
Oh, really?
But I really watched Cocoon after that podcast, and I go, Don Ameche had fucking 5 lines in this movie. Yeah,
but you know what it is,
here,
too? That was one of those Academy Awards. No, and he's doing a fucking lifetime of work. Yeah, so, exactly.
But that's bullshit. Like,
he said it so angry. Like, we get it.
We get it. You're going to die, Donnie.
You
know,
but you should get it when you deserve it. And then if you get it when you deserve it, you don't have to get it for pity. You don't have to get it for
respect.
Robin
Williams never got it. And Tom Hanks never got it.
Robin Williams did get it.
They got it later. But not later? For the movie.
He's not old now. You're saying it later like he got it when he was 70.
But they didn't get it for the movie that they did best.
He got it for Good Will Hunting. What are you talking about?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
All right, no, then I'm fucking up. Tom Hanks didn't know. Tom Hanks
got Philadelphia and for Forrest Gump.
Deserved it.
And for Forrest Gump. The one he got robbed.
All right, then you know what? Denzel. I'm full of shit. Yeah. Denzel's who I'm talking about.
Yeah, Denzel, you're right. Denzel should have got it.
Nothing like Robin Williams or Tom Hanks, but Denzel.
Shut up. Denzel. Close enough. Denzel should have got it for The Hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, fact.
Yes.
He should have got it for The Hurricane.
Yes.
That movie, best Denzel Washington movie, in my opinion, is The Hurricane.
Wow. Yeah. I might agree.
And, there's a couple movies he should have got it for. He got it for, you know, Training Day. I can't diss on him for Training Day, but.
Yeah, but it wasn't the best. Malcolm X.
It's not what he should have won for.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, there's a thing with me about winning it for biopics. I know there's some movies that are amazing, and I love biopics, but it's just, it's
that you're not really kind of playing like a character.
It's kind of a layup.
It is. No, I get you. I get you.
But there are some performances, you know, technically speaking, Braveheart is a biopic. You know,
wow. Kind of.
Yeah.
Loose enough.
you know,
very loose biopic. I mean,
I did a report on the real William Wallace. My
did he? But how many? How historically? How much historical proof is there? Like that we know he existed, and not, we know, but there's no details.
Yeah, there's no details.
Yeah,
there is details to his death, though. That's well documented, and his death was a lot more gruesome than it was in the movie.
Really?
Yeah, a lot more gruesome. He was like he was pulled on a horse, like
separated.
Pulled
quartered
for miles on dirt road. Before he even got to town, and they
quartered him,
and they fucking yes, and all that bullshit. Ugh. They literally gutted him, and the fucking whole they did. Nice, you know, they burned him, and all that crazy shit.
You know those Romans, man. If they know one thing,
no, it's not Romans. That's Scott. Those are English. I don't know if you are aware of this. That's not Rome. This is Braveheart, not Gladiator.
Two different movies. Phenomenal movies, both of them.
But you know what? I've been drinking. It's too late in this podcast, and now we're re-recording shit. Yeah, so.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a pass now.
Thank you.
Mean Streets. Old school pick for last week. Mean Streets was whack, bro. It was just whack. It was my only thing that I liked about it was Robert De Niro played a role that was not Robert De Niro, and I thought it was fucking,
because it was pre-De Niro.
Yeah, but it was very trippy, very 70s. It was in the 70s, and I want to give it a, to some extent, like 20 minutes in, I'm like, okay, I'm going to give the first 20 minutes a pass because it's a 70s movie, but once it settles down into the story, it should, and it just never did.
Yeah.
And I just, and even when it settled down, I'm like, this fucking movie, like, why did this movie get made? There's no reason why this movie get fucking made. It's not like A Dog Day Afternoon. When you watch A Dog Day Afternoon, you go,
still
this
holds
is a
up.
Fucking,
still fucking
this is
holds
an amazing
up.
Movie, a great story. Great, it's compelling.
And
great.
It, but it is also that 70s trippy fucking craziness.
But nowhere near
Mean Streets.
It's just like one of these movies.
Trippy without.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck? Scorsese, what the fuck are you doing?
Smoking some heavy good grass.
You are. Is your cinematographer smoking some good shit? God bless, dude. Anyways. So that old school pick. I'm glad I gave the disclaimer because there was a part
that
of
you
me,
didn't
there
see
was
it,
a part of me last week that I wanted to play it off as if I had seen it.
Oh, like, yeah, oh, you Mars wanted to lie.
Scorsese, Robert De Niro. How you can tell?
Of course, it's gonna be
of
good.
Of course, it's gonna be good. But I'm glad I gave the disclaimer and said I've never seen it, but I look forward to watching it. And then I watched it and I go, oh, oops. God, this is awful. So I agreed. Jay Moore replied to me and goes, Pope of Greenwich is.
I gotta check that out. I really gotta see. I've never heard of it even. So this week, old school pick. I'm gonna go with Johnny Dangerously, which is an old Michael Keaton movie. It's like it goes in that gangster line that we've been on since the last podcast. But it's like a parody of a 30s.
It's like a slapstick movie, yeah.
It's a little slapstick.
Is that from the same guys that did Airplane?
It might be. The gags in the movie are definitely similar. But
what's the name of it?
Johnny Dangerously, I think, two N's. Uh-huh. Johnny with two N's, Dangerously. But there's like the bad guy in the movie. He does this thing where the chick slaps him and he's like, don't slap me again. My mother slapped me once.
How the fuck do you act this out? Like, it's somehow. Like, you don't have to act it out. You can. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what, bro? The first time we said it, like, everybody laughed. Like, it was good. And I tried to recreate it. And guess what? La Pinga didn't work, bro.
Amy Heckler. Oh, that was a female director.
Oh, really?
Amy Heckler.
Her last name is Heckler.
Amy Heckler is known for some movies like Look Who's Talking.
Ooh.
Look Who's Talking 2. And also a movie called Clueless.
Oh, shit.
Actually, I love Clueless. Yeah, that's really a really Clueless. Funny movie.
Hence
the fake excitement that you had. Some flick you may or may not have heard of.
She also directed some episodes of The Office, which are
cool. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Anyways, so you were talking Don Johnny Dangerously. I'm sorry. I was looking for the...
No. That's it. Johnny Dangerously.
My pick is
Jumanji. Very funny. Very dope movie.
I love that movie. The reaction you guys had last time...
I know. All of this
I
was
wish
better.
I wish we could redo that
reaction. Yeah, because both of you inhaled at the same time. And I was like, wow, that's
a good movie.
And, yeah, it is a
it's
great
a good
movie.
Board game. We talked about how I thought it was a game before the movie.
Yeah,
before
the movie. I don't know if the movie.
No, I know it probably was.
But I want to see it because I think I may even have it here. That's a good question.
It's probable.
Jumanji.
Collection.
Yeah, let's put some of these there. All right, so I'm going to go with one of those.
Excited to see that one again.
Yeah.
Which one? Jumanji. You're like excited?
Yeah, because it's been forever and I have like really, really like warm fuzzy memories.
It was a good cartoon too.
Oh, I didn't see the cartoon.
Yeah, no, yeah, they did a cartoon afterwards.
I was never, even as a kid, like when The Mask came out, and then the Mask cartoon, I go, yeah, I'm not watching this shit. Yeah. And, Ace Ventura cartoon, I'm like, I'm not.
They had an Ace Ventura cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever they did a cartoon version of a movie that they liked, I stayed away from it.
I stayed away from it.
Now, Jumanji was
just like, I had no part to stay away from any Disney sequels. Lion King 2, Lion King 1.5.
Aladdin 2. He's pretty good because it's actually, all Robin Williams.
Yeah, that wasn't that
it's
bad.
It's all Robin Williams.
Yeah, actually, like mostly Genie.
No, that,
oh, no, that was
that's,
three.
That's part three.
Yeah. Part two, they did the movie and they didn't get Robin Williams.
Yeah.
And then they did part three and they brought back Robin and kind of gave. Robin. Yeah, it was all Robin.
Might
it was
have
all
been Genie.
It should have been called Genie.
Robin Williams in Genie. Oh, yeah. Some guy named Aladdin's there, too.
Which is great because Genie was like Robin Williams except for every dumb, weird little thing that you see him spit out of his hand.
It makes sense.
It happens. Yeah, like, yeah, it happens thing. Live. Yeah. He transforms into fucking...
That's one of my... I've done this already, but what do you have a mountain of... your Mount Rushmore of favorite Disney movies? I've already done mine.
Yeah.
Disney, not Pixar.
No particular order. Aladdin? Definitely. Beauty and the Beast, I'm a sucker for.
Yeah. I have the poster in my house.
Oh, really?
You haven't seen the poster in my house?
The Beauty and the Beast one? No, I don't think so.
That one and the Little Mermaid I have.
That's a great one. So, Aladdin. Ah, is a Brave Little Toaster Disney?
I don't know.
Good question. Shit.
Go ahead, continue.
All right, so Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast. Our research department will get to Robin Hood. Oh, yes. I love that Robin Hood. Little down, running through the forest. God, I love that goddamn movie. That's a really good, and you never see that one brought up anywhere. That would be four if Brave Little Toaster fits.
Hold on a second. Un segundo, por favor.
Un segundo, por favor. Excuse us. Wow, woo, bro, technical difficulties.
I don't think
no?
Little Toaster is, no.
All right.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
All right, then. That'll be it.
Disney Presents. It's a Disney Presents.
That counts. That counts.
I think it was probably made by an outside person, and then Disney just like...
Yeah, so, either way, I'm gonna go with Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Brave Little Toaster, and Robin Hood.
Steph?
Damn, that's... Aladdin, Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and Lion King.
So, everything in that order that just came out back to back. That's that era of...
That was, yeah.
It came out. Little Mermaid in order was Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Lion King.
But to this day, I can watch them over and over and over again, even still enjoy them now.
Yeah, who cares? Aladdin has so many great songs, too.
Yeah.
Those
are all really
strong. Street Rat, Riff Raff. I don't buy that. Yeah, right. Sorry.
Damn you, Zander.
Come on, bro.
I'm a little off.
I've already given mine, but mine.
So generous.
I like Tangled a lot. Tangled actually made it in my mountain.
It was the remake of the long haired thing.
Rapunzel. Yeah, Rapunzel. I did see it.
It was pretty funny. It was pretty good.
Is my favorite Disney prince now.
Sure. Yeah, well, he's not really a prince because they didn't show him get married.
They did a little extra movie thing.
On. Yeah, but they didn't show him the marriage.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. They show him at the wedding day. They didn't show him.
Am I the only one who thought that?
He said, I said yes. That's the last line of the movie.
Yes, he said yes. Doesn't mean that she said yes. You don't see
she
it.
She proposed.
No, yes, it's but, part of but the they line. Don't see. You don't see. I had the same argument with my wife.
No, I think she had a point. See, if she proposed and he says yes, they're married.
Well,
yes.
What if something happens to them in between the wedding day?
The movie ended.
Well, okay. No,
there's a whole side movie where they get married.
The movie ended. The movie didn't end with them getting married. By the way, it didn't even end with the proposal.
She was already wearing the crown again. She was a princess again.
Yeah, but they were dating. They were just dating.
No, he mentioned it in past tense. She asked, and I said yes. He was talking about it as a past tense.
No, that wasn't the movie. You're talking about the short. You're talking about the short.
No,
the short
film is
it? You're talking about the short.
Untangles.
She calls him at that moment. She even goes, Eugene, and he's like, coming.
Girls. No, but girls. No,
girls.
I'm gonna say that they weren't married.
Okay,
they weren't married. They, you know why? Because the short that came out years later. Had their wedding day, had the adventure of Maximus the Horse and the Chameleon.
It could be an in between. It could be a flashback. What?
Are you fucking? It could be a
flashback.
You know, she's a bullshit artist, my friend. No. That's why I love her. No. She is a bullshit artist.
No.
Hey, am I the only one who thought that Beast was much cooler than when he turned back into a prince?
Yes.
The Prince Beast was a piece of shit.
I thought the same thing. I was like, this guy looks ugly.
He looks weird.
Like, his lips look weird.
He was so cool looking as a beast.
No, I don't think he was so cool looking. I think he was...
You don't think he was so... The so is what you have trouble with?
Yeah.
Because you like, I don't think he's so cool looking. He might be cool looking, but not so cool looking.
You're saying it mockingly, but yeah.
That's what you meant. Yeah, yeah.
That's what I meant. I think he looked cool. I don't think he was so cool. I hate the hind legs.
That cape, dude.
The hind legs really bothered me.
That cape when he would move. He moved like the wind.
The hind legs
really bothered me. Strange, she had unrefined.
we went from gang turning. That's my favorite one. The wheels in my head have been turning. A dangerous pastime, I know. Yeah, I love that movie. I love Beauty and the Beast.
That's a great movie.
I'll go with
no one Tangled. Fucks like Gaston. No one's a cunt like Gaston.
The other day, I snapped at my parents because we were at Disney, taking my little niece there. And my dad,
you don't gotta defend it. You don't gotta
take
my little niece. Like, just say it was Fuck it, bro.
No. I totally looked at the fact that I love Disney. I turned to a 5-year-old every single time I go. But it was a special trip because we took her and we got to see her react to everyone like they were real.
Did you look at her all the time and go, huh?
How's that?
Wait till you see this shit. She's like, she's not aware.
Wait till you see Winnie the Pooh.
No, we walked by, there's a Beauty and the Beast section now. We walked by, my dad's like, oh, look, it's the prince from Beauty and the Beast. And I'm like, you mean the Beast? And he's like, no, the prince. And I'm like, the Beast? He's like, no, the prince. I turn around and it's freaking Gaston. I look at him and I'm like, that's Gaston. Like,
are you
super
fucking insane, Dad?
Super insulted.
Are
like,
you even my father?
When I was young, I need 2 dozen eggs to make sure I grew up.
Dude, Gaston was such a cunt.
He was.
But he was when French. He first learned what a douche was.
It's not his fault. He's a douche.
I don't remember another douche in another Disney movie prior to that. Like, I remember they're evil and asshole.
There's bitches.
Yeah. No, they're bitches. There's evil dudes. There's evil doers. But he was. I didn't even think his son was evil. He's just a douche. I was like, oh.
Yeah, he snapped at the end, but that's because he was angry and he saw an animal.
Yeah.
But, he was just douchey. That's all he was. That was his huge flaw.
Those three blondes the whole time?
The whole time.
Which one of you girls are going to suck my dick? What he looked at them like every time.
When I was a kid, I was like, hey. Forget Belle. You got 3 bitches on your
dude. Job.
Ride that shit, bro.
Belle's cute as shit. Although Belle's my favorite princess. Favorite princess. Oh, so cute. Yeah. Intelligent too.
Yeah. Ooh. Well, I don't like it that intelligent.
She reads books and shit.
Yeah.
I wish she picked up a comic every once in a while.
You know, you gotta give me something.
Hey, Belle, you ever read Justice League?
Something to be the fucking upper hand here. You're clearly gonna be the good looking one. If you look
she's
at
not
me,
funny.
If you've seen
not
me,
funny. That's what we do. We make her giggle.
You got, she's charming. Like, come on.
She is charming. She's very charming.
You know who's the hottest one? Is fucking the chick from Hunchback of Notre Dame. What's her name?
Esmeralda.
She was Demi Moore. She was literally Demi Moore.
And she looks a little bit like Kim Kardashian.
Demi Moore. She looked like Demi Moore. They just animated Demi Moore.
Right. How do they do that?
That's not sick, right? That it took off to this? That's not sick, right? Because it's Demi Moore.
Oh, Jessica Rabbit.
I never got into Jessica Rabbit. I get big boobs. That's really my thing, bro.
There's an episode of Collab that you need to listen to.
Nah, that's not really my thing, bro. I'm not really into Jessica Rabbit. Like, I thought she was hot, but I was never like, maybe because I was way too young. But at the same time,
you're right. The difference in age between us. Jessica caught me at a more vulnerable time.
But when did you watch? Because I'm older than you. So when did you watch? How old were you?
I remember when it came out in theaters.
No way.
From Roger Rabbit?
Yeah. And then watching it. But then I remember watching it again. Like, that movie just stuck around. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's not.
I watched that thing a million goddamn times growing up, including into my.
Touching years.
Well, the memories stick with you, man.
I thought, who was the first? I think Heavy Metal was the first animated chick. That I was like, this that movie Heavy Metal, did you ever see that?
No, I never
animated
did.
Heavy movie. And no, they came out just tits all
just
the time. Just fucking tits. And they go, we're going to do this. We're going to fucking. I was just like,
this
literally
is happening.
My hand in my pocket, like looking around, like didn't care anybody was in the room. I'm like, oh, no, we're doing this, right? This is happening? All right.
Did you ever see the South Park episode of that? You got to check that out.
Yes,
yes. So
with
great.
With the captain. Yeah, it was amazing. Where was it? My Mountain would be Tangled, Beauty and the Beast. I was a really big fan of Lady and the Tramp, and I was a really big fan of Tarzan. You didn't like Lady and the Tramp?
I didn't. Tarzan, I dug what he looked like Tarzan, on the trees.
Bro. Yeah.
But the story of Tarzan I've seen so many times that it didn't, as a Disney movie.
I like the fact that you watched Tarzan already knowing Tarzan. I didn't.
I knew
you never saw Tarzan done other movies, other versions of Tarzan. No,
because I'm not fucking 70 years old. Where I saw black and white Tarzan, like fucking with a guy from Superman, fucking swinging from.
There were other concepts of Tarzan.
George of the Jungle, George of the Jungle. That was bullshit. I don't fucking.
Any boy raised by wolves is the same as fucking Tarzan.
No, you're saying the Jungle Book and Tarzan are the same.
They're
the fuck out of here.
You're gonna say they're not similar?
No, one's raised by gorillas. The other one's raised by wolves.
He's not raised by
and
gorillas.
A panther and a bear. He's
raised by
a panther and a bear.
He runs into monkeys once in the entire movie.
Yeah,
yeah. Ooby Doo. And I want to be like you, Louis Prima. That was a great fucking song in that goddamn movie. Yeah. Although Jungle Book deserves honorable mention.
I like Jungle Book, but it just doesn't hold up. Like the animation doesn't hold up now, even though
it's a very old movie. Though.
So I like Beauty and the Beast. My honorable mention is actually Lion King. I love that movie, and the only reason it doesn't go on my mountain is because it's going on everybody's mountain. It's one of those things where
I saw that shit on Broadway.
But it should go. I saw it on Broadway too.
That's impressive.
What I didn't like on Broadway is that they added new songs in a new scene that wasn't in the movie.
Yeah.
And you go, hey, come on, guys. This is bullshit.
Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining.
I really don't fucking like director's cuts in plays. I'm like, wait a minute. The fuck out of here. This is... I don't remember this in the movie. I'm fucking know every word to this movie.
They always have to do that. When you take something to Broadway, you have to do that.
Did you ever watch Princess and the Frog?
My wife loves that, right?
Yeah, the New Orleans movie?
My wife loves that movie. I didn't see it. Like, we were watching it together, but I was, like, busy with something else. And then she was, you know, really focused on it. She really loves that movie. Yeah. I can't take anything away from it, but I didn't really sit down and watch the whole thing. Like, my mind was in and out. I think we were in Disney when I was literally making reservations, like, at the time on the computer.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. And I'm, like, going back and forth, checking out which park to go to. I was doing all that planning on the spot while she's watching it. Tangled, Beauty and the Beast, I will go with, man, I really like Tarzan a lot, I guess I'll go with Aladdin and, I'm trying to think of, like, other movies that don't get the fucking respect that they...
Lilo and Stitch is an honorable mention for me.
Lilo and Stitch is a great movie. I love Lilo and Stitch.
It's cute. It's very funny.
I can't.
Yeah. I love the sister relationship. It's adorable.
Yeah. If we were doing Pixar, I would go with one, but,
Wall-E.
Wall-E, I've only seen once, and it was great, but I just can't sit through it again.
It's too depressing. It's really dark.
No, it's not about dark. No, it's just long. About slow.
Yeah,
in the beginning, you go, oh my God. Let's get fucking movie, bro.
It's Johnny Five. I mean, that's what it is.
It really is.
I mean, that's why he looks
like And Johnny movie. Five was E.T.
Five was the eyes had the... When they... They wanted to... It was a... What's that word I'm looking for?
They wanted to emulate.
Not emulate. They wanted to... it was an inspiration. They
were inspired by...
inspired by E.T. Yeah,
and E.T. was inspired... His eyes were inspired by a poet, oddly enough. Spielberg. There was a picture of a certain poet. We were talking about the other day. Yeah. I can't remember his name. But the guy had huge eyes and this weird shaped head. That's where E.T. got it from.
My wife is
Johnny Five took it from there.
E.T., bro.
Really?
Oh! Yeah,
to the point that you...
Not to mention, there's that scene where E.T.'s sick, that he just looks disgusting in that tent.
That's so sad,
bro.
I did it again.
Until he released the director's cut with the CGI, and then I didn't cry at all.
I wanted to beat the fuck out of fucking guns, and he put radios in her hand, the cops.
Radios.
Like radios. You see an alien, an FBI is not going to fucking pull out cops, pull out guns.
You're holding radios.
Is that what you're saying?
You might as well be holding your dick. Hold your dick in your hand.
The CGI replaced the guns when they were on a bicycle.
And they were supposed to be holding guns while they fly over. It was a radio.
Who holds a radio?
Not like a radio, like a boombox, like fucking saying.
No. Like a walkie.
Even a walkie.
Imagine like holding a boombox.
Yo, the alien's bike is dope as shit, kid.
Those spinners? What are spinners? Shut up.
He's got pegs in the back.
Pegs. So I guess my mountain, my Disney mountain, and I've gone through this 1,000 times.
Yeah, and four times right now.
Yeah, I know. I know. I used to like The Jungle Book a lot. I used to like Lady and the Tramp a lot. I used to like, but I guess
you know, gun to head, I would go with Tangled, Beauty and the Beast. What?
No, I just thought of you were looking for something maybe that didn't get credit. All Dogs Go to Heaven is pretty good.
Oh. Is that Disney?
Is it? I think it is.
Yeah. No,
Jim Belushi.
I'm gonna go
as the rugged German Shepherd.
I'm gonna go with Aladdin and I really like Tarzan, bro. I'm gonna go with Tarzan.
Groovy.
So those are my picks. Anyways, so I think we're good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're good.
We have added another fucking hour.
We did.
Holy shit.
So we recorded like almost 3 hours.
Almost 2 hours. Almost three.
Almost three.
But you guys heard two. All right. That's it. That's the end of the podcast. These things are going very long. I'm sorry, but they're fun. So
it's good.
What do you want me to fucking do?
So go fuck yourself.
It's a good
guys.
Product to have if you're fucking if you're having fun. I hope you guys are enjoying and having fun. If you think it's too long, I don't care. I'm having fun. I'd rather have
it's
fun.
It's a podcast. They can shut it off anytime they want.
But I'd rather have fun.
Yes.
I'd rather have fun and lose track of time than be like, fuck, have we gotten to an hour yet?
Oh, God.
So, all right. So check us out. What's up, bro? Is at Xander Ray, at Steph. What's your fucking
S Mayor Senior?
S Mayor Senior.
S Mayor Senior. Mm-hmm. You can go Steph Mayor S.
I might change that one day.
Like or Steph MS. Like you got multiple sclerosis. Yeah. That's dope. People pity. Steph MS.
I might make it a little easier sometimes. Maybe.
I think. Anyways.
Yeah. We'll work on that.
Whatever. You do what you do. And at Nary Signs, at WooBroPod. Same thing on Facebook. Facebook.com/WooBroPod. Because that's how winning is done. Go, 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 shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sippin' and taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sippin' and taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, they nigga roll that weed up. If you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the lady, saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, and niggas to tell you I'm local. When you're playing, to put the rap game in the choke. Oh, I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still on the grind. Now shorty say she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from Wooded, they buy and they ready to go. I'm okay. In the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sippin' and they take a drug. I'm in the habit sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sippin' and they take a drug. I'm in the habit sex, I ain't into making love, so come give me a hug. Get in the girl. My show brought me to go. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my shoes. Look, nigga, I done came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it way more than you hate it. Nigga, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga tryna pull me back, right? My junk get the pumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eye at your bitch, if she smiles, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. They're talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks told me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. The niggas hate to let them hate them, watch the money pile up. And we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. Then the way we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sippin' and they taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head sippin' and they taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, if you're into getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, nigga. Club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop off, nigga. G-Unit.